I have that.
No, but I have his actual house phone number.
Huh. All right. We're back on the air. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, hi, hi.
I would expect tonight's after show to have nothing entertaining, and everyone should just quit listening right now. Sorry to be such a downer.
I have God's phone number.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
What
I'm
the
assuming.
Fuck, Brad?
I'm assuming.
Show it. Sucks.
Yeah.
Phone number?
Huh?
You say you had God's phone number?
Yeah, what, what is that?
What?
Who directed The Matrix? Or at least the third one?
The same person directed all of them. Retarded brother guys.
Was it Spielberg?
Isn't the one like abroad now?
I think so, but I want to find whoever directed The Matrix Revolutions. Hunt them.
Oh, that was Matt. Sorry, Patch. I just hung on Patch because I thought it was him being so fucking loud.
Whoa.
It's hey, can you hear me or no?
Yeah, but you know, like maybe no, when you go to pee or get a beer, you should mute.
Oh. Yeah,
and
yeah,
God's
sorry.
Number.
You shouldn't have to go that far.
God's number is broken. Stupid God. Fucking God.
Can we call Satan?
Pinned on him for anything.
Does Satan have a number?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ouch.
Who is
that?
That
sounds great.
That's XML. He's got to go. He's loud.
How do I sound?
You're fine because you don't have a bunch of crazy background noise.
Finally.
Do I have the crazy background noise?
Nobody has crazy background noise. It was all XML. Hi, County
what
Kid.
What does it sound like?
And Stan. It sounds like background noise. Ambient just noise. Just wind and crap.
Like wind turbine.
Like heavy breathing.
Well, that's my computer.
We can call the Church of Satan.
We should call Satan Collect. It'll be funny.
Hi, Stan.
We should call
Hey, Arby. Oh, talking about dialing Collect, you should totally dial 1-800-COLLECTS. And
oh, yeah, I told Dan about that.
They have really mean operators.
I hear I can
they
save
are.
A dollar or two from them.
Do it.
Nobody gets it.
Huh?
Okay, I'm going to call 1-800-COLLECT.
I get the old commercial.
Of course,
thank
Matt.
You for calling 1-800-COLLECT. To make a collect call, enter the number you wish to call. Area code first.
I prefer 1-800-CALL-ATT.
God.
Hello. This is your telephone reminder from WakeRupper.com.
Hello. Sorry. This is an automated wake-up call from WakeRupper.com.
WakeRupper.
Hear your reminder.
Dumb name.
Press 1.
There's
if you
Satan.
Did not request this call.
WakeRupper. I like that.
Hello,
awesome.
This is an automated wake-up call from WackerLepper.com.
Wacker.
Reminder again.
Wacker.
I almost could whack off.
Hello, this is an automated wake-up call from WackerLepper.com.
Whacker Upper? It says Whacker Upper.
Whacker
Upper. You need to save that.
You'd think they would be on top of things and could make it say the right word for their
really.
For their name, for their business name.
No one's listening to it.
Because people,
it's fake.
Oh, just, RV.
Hi.
No Whacker
call
Leper.
The
he wants
call
you to call
the CIA.
Dark Stranger wants me to call Satan.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Satan.
Oh, number that has been disconnected.
God, both Satan and God suck.
I've been preaching this shit for years.
Satan
also have Copper Cab's phone number.
Who?
Copper Cab.
Who?
That jacket on YouTube. It's like ginger, so do have souls.
Okay, I'm going through my random collection of numbers.
Oh no.
You can call Taco Bell.
I'm putting the taco on him.
How about Carl's Jr. about Spider-Man?
Yeah. Just to say you only have a mask.
Like, spider.
I like that idea, Matt.
Yeah. Say the, like the only part I have of it is a mask.
Can I
put it on my hand as like a sock puppet, or maybe cut holes in it and wear it as like a tight like swimming trunk thing?
I'm gonna get Spider-Man socks.
What if you come covered in spiders?
No, they said no masks.
What was the thing? What if we had Spider-Man underwear on? Would they demand to see the underwear? Wouldn't that be illegal?
I'm wearing a Spider-Man condom internally. It's full of hair on my belly. You want to punch me in the gut?
Who are we calling?
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. Josh speaking. I can help you tonight.
I just want to know if you're participating in that thing where we dress up as Spider-Man, because I'm going to wear a Spider-Man
mask.
Yeah,
we're doing that tomorrow.
Oh, so tomorrow I can come in with my mask on?
No, we're not. They won't let us do it.
You just said you were. Now you're not? What the fuck?
As far as I know, you weren't allowed to do it with the masks.
But it says that's to wear a Spider-Man mask, and we get a free grilled cheese thing with bacon.
No, if you come in the costume, you get a free grilled cheese.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
I'm not wearing the mask on my face.
What was that?
I'm not wearing the mask on my face.
You can wear the costume, but the rules are you can wear the costume, but you're not allowed to wear a mask. So that's what I've been told from my management.
I'm not wearing it on my face. It's going to be in my hand, like a sock puppet. You goddamn retard.
I don't know if that still counts or not. I'm not entirely sure. I just
Carl's Jr. Fuck you. I'm eating.
It's going to be on my hand. The Spider-Man mask is going to be in my hand. I'm going to make him talk. It's going
to
be really
The best thing I could tell you to do is you come in tomorrow, and my boss will be here, and if he lets you do it, he'll let you do it. But as far as I know, I was told by management that you can wear the costume, but no masks allowed.
I'm going to wear a fucking mask, and you're not going to stop me. I'm going to come in there and wear a mask, and fuck you. You're not going to stop me. Fuck you, I'm eating.
Okay.
Hey, can I wear my mask in with you, buddy?
Can I shoot webs in the store?
Can we get free stuff?
I have a Spider-Man thong.
That was Eureka, California.
I'll make a mask of your face.
Venom's local.
Shoot my web all over your face.
Let me call the other one Eureka.
I probably actually know where that Carl's Jr.'s is. That's the one down the block. Well, not down the block, figuratively.
Ask
them if you can wear your unitard.
Down the block for us is like 7 miles.
Oh, jeez. I don't know how you guys swing, but down the block is 7 miles.
It's funny because the town below Eureka is Bloxburg.
Yeah.
So if anyone has trouble hearing us right now...
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
God damn it. It's because I'm downloading the Lily Tomlin This Is a Recording .com torrent.
They're funny as hell. Really? Best one is the
you're
FBI.
A unitard.
Yeah, I'm looking... I really don't know the skits, but I sort of...
That was really the only skits she ever did. They were all of her skits.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I know
that
what
was
they
pretty
are.
Much the only thing she ever did.
The phone operator.
Hey, Patch, were you the one that was posting the phone operator?
She was the incredible shrieking woman as well.
Yeah, but the those are all the only skits she ever did under the operator thing.
I didn't even know she was a part of Saturday Night Live. I just know that character, and that's it.
She was on the Carol Burnett Show, too, a little bit.
Really? As the operator or as something else?
Like, there's this one... she did a lot of like just random bits.
Hello.
And like there's
this
one thing.
Telephone reminder from wakerupper.com.
I am
Wakerupper.
To hear your reminder again, press 1. But if you did not request this call,
we got
to
hear
press
this.
3.
I am a virus.
I am a virus.
To hear your reminder again,
That's great.
Oh, I like that.
But
so cool.
But like on the Carol Burnett show, right? They did this dance once, and Lily Tomlin like backs into the drummer, and it was funny as hell because like really? They tried
happy
to all
birthday
play it off
from birthdaydialer.com.
Whoa!
Oh yes.
Oh, I was going to get jiggy with it.
What are they doing?
I used to watch Carol Burnett. I used to watch Carol Burnett, and I don't remember this. I don't remember her ever being on it. But I loved her character, her operator character.
She was funny. I'm looking forward
to this torrent. It better work. It says
happy birthday, Matt.
It's going to be downloaded in 4 hours and 53 minutes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wow. Sweet.
Hey. It's your birthday now.
It's not my birthday. It's my birthday.
It is so your birthday.
It's your birthday, Matt. If I say it is, it is.
Happy birthday.
If Morgan Freeman says it is, it is.
Party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip Bacardi.
Morgan Freeman. Fuck that spook.
Dun, dun.
Hey, RBGP.
And the racism began.
Hi, the ends.
Try.
Let's do this.
Try what?
That last phone number I posted.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna do that as soon as I call this Carl's and someone talks to them.
All right.
I want to ask if I can shoot webs.
Enter webs.
In the bathroom.
Ask it. Do you speak 300 baud?
I only speak 9600 baud.
You want the 1-800 number for hover around?
I'm calling the ends number.
My name is Michelle, to ensure proper handling and quality assurance. This call may be recorded. May I have the first name, please?
Wow.
Hello?
Ma'am, you don't need to be a smartass. I'm trying to get VN on the phone. Hold on.
Yeah. Just calm down, hello, lady. Sir? Right? Yes.
Hello?
Ma'am.
We're calling from the corporate office, so just hold on.
Okay. How's ma'am. It going?
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Okay. Would you like to order the new Wave Oven?
No. We're calling because there was a problem with the computer, and it seems like the computer on our end is not picking up the numbers from the orders that are coming through. Like, do you have the phone number from the last order? And maybe we can see if it comes up on this end. Like the phone number from the customer that ordered from me last.
Sir, if you were corporate, you would not be calling our hotline, sir. Okay?
We're not calling through the hotline, ma'am. We're rerouting through a 300 PBX.
Hold on, let me put my leather mask on.
Okay, sir. Well, you can call corporate, okay, sir?
No, we are corporate.
Ma'am, we are
dummy.
Corporate. Our IDs are 673-31-49A.
Mine's 666 sugar tits.
Ma'am,
all right, thanks for that.
We're just calling to tell you you're a cunt.
You're calling to tell me what?
We're calling to tell you you're fat.
Oh, thanks. Awesome.
Carl Jr., fuck you.
Yeah, you seem like a great person. Want to do prank calls? You can lie to your supervisor and tell her that you're talking to a really weird customer.
Yeah, do you have a direct line?
This is a prank call right here, man.
No.
Label on it.
Yeah, it is.
You should press the prank call button.
Label it. Yeah,
thanks a lot, guys.
Can you press the button?
Tweet about us. Hashtag
Con Losers. Can we have a makeup party?
Hey, maybe we should call New Wave and get customer numbers from them. Do you think that would work?
I think on automated systems, I'm pretty sure you just get one order in, then it locks you out.
I've got a couple of 1-800 numbers.
Yeah. Let me try, and just we'll see if we can get it, and we can call it New Wave customers.
The wrong number, though. Like
she knew because we were being retarded.
Thank you for calling New Wave. My name is Amanda. To ensure proper handling and quality assurance, this call will be.
Is her last name Hug and Kiss? I'm gonna ruin this call. How
please,
you doing,
is
dear?
It Amanda Hug and Kiss? Please.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
Ma'am, can you yell out, "My name is Anita Amanda Hug and Kiss"?
Anita.
Matt, hello.
I'm sorry?
Is your last name
Is your
Hug
last
and Kiss?
Name Hug and Kiss?
No.
Say it out loud. Say it out loud, ma'am. Anita Amanda Hug and Kiss.
We're calling from the corporate office. You have to say it or you're fired.
Say Anita Amanda Hug and Kiss.
They said you were being suggestive over the phone. We just need to test it out.
Anita? Amanda?
Hug and Kiss.
Okay, Anita, shut up, Matt.
That was great. So stupid.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. You have to say it if their name's Amanda.
It's like you're saying her name was Liquor.
Thank you for calling New Wave to ensure proper handling and quality assurance.
Is this Amanda?
This call will be recorded.
Amanda.
Dark Stranger, what the fuck?
Matt needs to talk.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
He wants to hug and kiss you all night long.
Okay. Shut up this
Brad,
time.
Brad,
she already talked to you. She's not going to give you information.
Was it her again? I couldn't
yes, it was her. You didn't recognize her voice?
No, I did.
I'm dumb.
God, I didn't ruin it. It was Amanda again. Awesome.
Gunner claims it wasn't her. Okay, shh. Gunner's a genius, though. He wouldn't lead us wrong.
Let their lock it down. Everything.
Turn off the internet.
Praise to Jesus every day. Listen to stupid music.
We haven't called Frontier in forever.
I called them like 2 nights ago.
Missed it. I want to call and complain to them again.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Amanda, this is...
Oh, Frontier fucking Wave. Shit. Is it Amanda Hug and Kiss?
No.
God, I thought it was you.
Told you. Amanda working there.
Get up and ask if you know Ernestine. Yell for Ernestine. She should be in the box next to you.
Do you have a direct line to Ernestine's cubicle?
Do you have a fake tan? Are you like a blonde Ernestine. Fake tan?
Your children hung up.
Placed in the custody of Tom. Carl's Jr.
Alright, let's try again.
Oh, God, Amanda.
I wonder if the Frontier people work at the old switching booths now.
She's probably listening to us during the hold music.
Like, just her. Her and some other
person.
I just came for my shoes.
It seems
like... Thank you for calling New Wave Pro Oven. My name is Jocelyn. This call will be recorded. May I have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Carl from the corporate office with New Wave. Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like none of your orders are coming through on this end.
Do you want me to go ask the manager real quick?
Oh, no, it was with your computer was the problem. Were you having issues of
any
kind?
I haven't taken any New Wave products today.
Oh, well, do you have, like, maybe the phone number from the last order you did there? And I can see if it comes through on this end.
Oh, like I said, I haven't taken any New Wave products today.
Did you just get there?
I got here at 10 o'clock at night.
Which time zone?
Eastern.
You've been there for quite a while then. Like, are you able to look at orders from the previous day or any orders from any other stations?
No, I'm not. I can give you my customer service number, or I can give you my manager and he can tell you, but...
Oh, no, I believe you. It's okay. Is it possible for you to transfer me to anyone there besides Amanda?
Besides who?
Besides Amanda. Like, are you able to transfer me to other cubicles? Maybe it's their station that the problem was happening on. You know how to transfer things?
No, I'm not able to transfer.
Do you have, like, maybe paper copies of orders or anything?
I can give you my manager, sir. I'm just a rep here.
No, because the manager would, like, know better. And wouldn't give me anything, but I'm counting on you being dumb. Like, do you have paper?
Yeah, I'm counting on you being a prank call, so you have a
hey, oh, is zing. That how counting got his burn. Name? Count,
she's
counting
capable of thought.
Prank call button, please.
Boop, boop, boop. She's capable of intelligent thought. Boo, miss, you did your job correctly. Boo.
Harvey.
I don't think I'm going to get anything. What?
Can you call 1-800-COLLECT and then try to call a 1-800 number and complain to the app it's not going through?
Or try to call 1-800-COLLECT.
Or Brad. Or call the Frontier people and ask them if they're down on Front Street, because if they are, I know exactly where they are.
I love when the in front is hilarious.
Call Frontier?
Yeah, the Frontier number, the 0023.
This is so confusing.
Because I do know because there's a switching station down here, and I remember seeing some terminals there, and so I'm wondering if they actually have the ops there.
Thank you for calling 1-800-COLLECT, powered by NOS. Now, we can also assist you in making collect calls to wireless numbers. For rate information, please wait for instructions. To make a collect call,
press the
number
with
the call. Area code first. To bill a call to a credit card or calling.
This is your telephone reminder from wakeroper.com.
I am a virus.
To hear your reminder.
We're sorry.
We already heard that one.
Process your call is dialed. To make a collect call.
I am a virus.
To make a collect call, enter the number you wish to call.
I just want an operator. They don't give you operators anymore, like the good old days.
I did look a few weeks ago.
To make a collect call.
It's hopeless. Not going to work.
Hey,
try the number I put
up. Please hold for operator assistance. Your call may be
marked.
Should I bang on some numbers for us?
Yes.
Hey, I put a number.
Find me any key, Matt.
It was transferring you.
Oh, was it?
It was transferring you.
Yeah.
Was it really? God damn it.
You just have to enter an invalid number.
All right.
That doesn't start with zero.
You should at least play a song for us.
I was trying to help.
Like Mary Had a Little Lamb or something.
This is great for the listeners.
You're right. You're wrong.
All right, stop. It's a good. It's fine.
Well, at least you're waking them
up. I'm loving it.
Play a good tune.
I'm a dance.
Please
hold for operator assistance. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality purposes. Please hold for operator assistance. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality purposes.
What the hell, Gunner? What is that? On tiny jet.
100 collect, may I have the area code number?
Sure, it's 1-800-COLLECT.
Where are you calling to, sir? This is an operator.
I'm calling 1. You have to dial 1 first, and the area code 800-COLLECT.
This is 1-800-COLLECT. How may I help you?
I'm making a collect call, you big dumb retard. Here, let me transfer you to the inn. Or somebody else. I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Sir?
712-432-3524.
Are there any other 800-y things?
There's 1-800.
I sent you a 1-800 operator.
The one I used to call back in the day for credit card fraud was 1-800-CALL-ATT.
Yep, 1-800-CALL-ATT.
I used to call smut lines to make sure my fucking card still worked.
To place a calling card or credit card call.
Press 1.
To place a collect.
Oh, no.
Ow. God.
Yeah, I would call and play this like Mothra toy in the phone and fuck with people.
Place a calling card or credit.
Thanks. No, remember
when
that
area code is telephone.
I'm trying to get connected here.
I really want to get New Wave to give us numbers. That would be hilarious.
That would be.
The number you dialed is either incomplete or not.
You can't get operator assistance.
Really?
You can't get operator assistance on this. Unless you go through, unless you tell it you want to set up a calling card. Otherwise, it'll just drop you. It'll tell you,
the number
like,
you have dialed is not allowed for this service. For international services, please call again and dial 0 for operator assistance. For other services, contact the AT&T operator by dialing 1010.
I hope Scott's working. Ask him if you can.
For calling for the Genie Bra. The Genie Bra is the ultimate in comfort for a bra. Before I transfer you.
I'm triple. I don't know.
Make sure to call in the order of the Genie Bra. My name is Christopher, and then we'll be helping you do this. Make sure you provide the best service possible. Call will be recorded, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You think?
Okay.
And your first name, please.
Jennifer.
And your last name, please.
Strahlschnach.
Can you spell that, please?
S-T-H-R.
Excuse me?
S-T-H-E-R. And N-U-C-H-G-H.
I'm sorry, there's something wrong with your phone. I can't understand what you're saying. Can you spell your last name again, please?
STHROSNAGH. Got that? Hello? 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 Hello?
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Be right back. Gotta get beard.
What was that? Frontier call.
That's my.
They probably should remember us.
I was doing that for Matt since he probably muted that time.
Oh, I did mute that. You motherfucker! You're trying to set me up.
What a
watch
weird
the
lady.
Cam and at least see when I get up.
Hey, county kid.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
So I just have a brief announcement. County Kid Con is taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Rio Hotel and Casino between August 2nd and August 6th of this year.
Yay!
Be there.
I'll definitely be there.
And there's going to be some other event there at the same time. I'm not really sure what that is. But you might have heard of it. Might be in town for that. County Kid Con will be happening if you can find your way there.
Hey, you want to hear something crazy, County Kid?
Where's it at?
What?
The last four digits of your phone number is the exact same last four as Legend.
Really?
Yep. 3700. Sorry to get that.
Narrows Legend's number down so much for us.
Legend's a better person. Oh, that's awful. I'm sorry, County Kid.
Not. Yeah. That's fine.
Don't what you mean.
I don't mean it. I don't know you.
Oh,
very
and
well.
And Matt, you know, those YouTube commenters, man, they've gotten awful nasty lately.
Well, it's just
YouTube
the one.
Commenters being mean? Oh my god, call the media.
Yeah.
The internet offends me.
I thought it was very funny. Like the second shit popped up.
The Jar Jar Binks, you know?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well,
I call you Jar Jar Stinked.
Yeah, that's even better. That's awesome.
Completely uncalled. Well, I'll see you later.
We love you.
Hey, somebody call this number I just put on there.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for putting
I went to go get another beer, and then I went to pick up what I thought was empty beer, and it was still half full.
Oh,
so, like, fucking everything's fucking coming up Millhouse today.
Praise the J.
I want to call up and sing show tunes at people.
That sounds great.
Of course.
Hello,
you
reach Kevin. I am not around. Please leave a message.
Kevin's not around.
Tell people that America's stupid.
Never mind.
What's the new wave number? I really want to try just one more time.
Which one? Two or one?
Is it 7110?
No, the new wave number is 1-800-985-2926.
That's 11-800.
I should have just hauled it in.
It's fucking 1,600,000.
I tried to hold it in. Why wouldn't it go?
42.
Really?
Can you only have so many people on a call? It wouldn't go in there.
No. You should be able to.
Oh, I already put it in the chat.
Unlimited. No. Okay, here. I just want one last try, assuming it's not going to be Amanda. Anita Amanda.
I know her voice. She's like, I'm in here. I'll try to get you a date, Matt.
Hi, thank you for calling New Wave Oven. My name is Cynthia, and this call will be recorded for quality assurance. Is that okay with you?
Oh, hi, this is Matt Hillock from the corporate office with New Wave.
Yes.
Were you having problems with your computer system there today? It seems like none of the orders are coming through.
No. No problems whatsoever.
Because we're not receiving your orders on this end. Like, do you have the information from the last order there that you can pull up?
No, sir. I do not have that simply because I just started my shift here.
Oh, God damn it. I guess you called at the wrong time.
Okay. Now, what is your phone number, Matt?
Well, it's 818-458-29. What does it matter? I don't know. You don't have numbers for me, so just, you know.
Okay, Matt, usually you would have a direct dial number to management.
Well, I do.
It's 631-319.
Well, it's not the management that's the problem. It's you and your dumb station there. You don't know how to use a computer.
Okay, well, I do appreciate your prank call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. We hope we made your evening happy.
Oh, she's thankful that we
pranked. Oh, well. 905.
They're on to us.
What a way to make a living.
What?
What I love?
Nine to five, but what a way to make a living. Devin Colton will be fucking hanging out with a fucking parking garage door thing.
Oh, RBCP.
I just watched that movie with my kids like last year.
RBCP, you definitely want to get numbers from the last number I posted.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Samantha, for telling us we were playing music. I didn't mean to play music.
Please listen carefully and choose one of the following options. For Real Touch.
Zero. Who is this again?
For what? Real Touch.
Real Touch.
Real Touch.
It's a Real Touch.
Awesome.
In the custody
of awesome Carl Jr. Sex toy. I hope.
Real Touch.
Creepy.
What? I'm a creepy fucker.
No, not really? You, Matt. Not you, Matt.
By the way, hi, Stan.
The man.
Thank you for calling Real Touch Support. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office with Real Touch. Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like none of your orders are coming through on this end.
With what?
With your orders that you're placing tonight. It seems like none of the orders are coming through on this end on the computer.
And who are you?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Real Touch.
This is the office.
No, I'm calling from the corporate office, like in the IT department. Were you having computer issues there tonight, then?
Not that I'm aware of, unfortunately. Do you have the on-call person for that?
Well, no, it was coming from your station, specifically. Like, do you have the information from your last order? Maybe I could put the phone number in and see if it comes up on this end.
I don't have that information here.
Like, you're not able to pull up the last information that you took an order from?
I didn't take any orders.
Did you just come in on shift?
I haven't taken any Real Touch orders tonight. They'd be all done on the internet.
Oh, what have you done so far tonight since you've been there?
Helped plenty of customers across all the services we offer here at the site.
Well, see, that's the thing, too. Those come up on the computer. So do you have, like, the information from one of the customers that you helped?
It should be on the Gremlin system.
What's your name, sir?
Kevin, this time.
Last name?
Carson.
And Carson? Alex.
I'm sorry, what?
Your name's what?
Kevin Carson from the corporate office.
See, all Real Touch is actually registered here. Everybody I know in the Real Touch department, I've never heard your name before.
Well, that's because I'm in the corporate office. I'm in the IT department. We don't usually deal with you, people in that office there.
Uh-huh.
But do you have the information from the last person
We're
that you helped?
We're contracted, sir. We're contracted tech support.
Don't doubt us, motherfucker. Do you have the information from the last person that you helped there?
Should be on the Gremlin system. File ID
64313. You need to make a call to Scott Ronaldo. I cannot help you, okay?
No, Scott can't help us because it's coming from your station. It's your station that's broken, so we need to talk to you.
Would you like our IDs?
Our ID is 3. Both
seven,
of us.
763.
No, just 3.
Mine's 4.
No, yours is 3-2. We're both 3.
There's no ID like that.
Not there, but there is in the corporate office.
Yeah, corporate office.
We're special.
This is the corporate office, sir. I'm at the corporate office.
We're in the IT department of the corporate office, you big dummy. And our ID numbers are just one digit.
We're on the 40th floor.
Don't doubt us or we'll have you fired, motherfucker.
We'll crash your system through IRC.
Okay, this is definitely...
Definitely what? Definitely what? Finish your sentence.
Finish it. Finish it. Oh, Brad.
Must be a weird-ass
joke.
What kind of company was that?
Brett, I actually have an ID for Frontier. Like, so if they like accuse us of not being real people, we can give them an ID.
And then we can curse at them all we want, and they'll still believe us.
Well, no, but you can get them to do stuff. The IDs are all three letters and three numbers. And the first two letters are the same.
Wow.
Let's get one new strip search.
That narrows it.
That narrows it down to 7 million.
Well, no, they don't check them. They just want to know, make sure it has the right format. Like DDB 17719 is a real one.
I think we're going to be huge failures at social engineering tonight.
Yes!
I think that's when it's kind of funner. Yeah, way to make a living.
Working.
You should play that in the background.
I would, but then...
Maybe you need the dot matrix printer.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely help.
See if you let it 9 to 5.
I just always think of Dabney Coleman flying.
My favorite part of that movie is the fantasy thing with the Snow White cartoon stuff.
I like
that was great.
I like Dabney Coleman. Like, I love that movie Clifford with Dabney Coleman is like crazy.
Oh,
what I hate though.
I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen that movie. With Martin Clifford? Short, right? Martin Short, right? Yeah,
it's so funny to me. Really? It's so stupid. Like, how is it that he's supposed to be a child? But it's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I thought it looked horrible. But
so weird. It's
what's funny though?
I should see that.
If you watch 9 to 5, though, on television, they always cut out the scene where her son rolls her a joint. It's sad.
Oh, of course.
Because that takes away, like, a big part of the movie, because then you don't know where she got the pot from. And it's like, then why? How did she decide to... Yeah, it's crazy.
Stupid network TV. Damn it, I really wanted to get...
She got it from a person.
New wave numbers.
It's going to be like our new quest now. We've conquered Domino's.
Your new quest would... You can't just call and say here, there, and you need numbers. It would have to be call in and like say like just some weird things wrong with their shit and like what's the normal what's your supervisor's number, are they in right now or something, and like get that direct line. And then
you I always liked works too is if you tell them that you're in the you're in a different office in a different state and that you just dial the number because you don't know how to do a direct line transfer.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, so I don't know how to do a transfer.
Like, those people at the fucking goddamn boxes don't know shit about shit.
Hey, listen, my Lily Tomlin torrent just...
Tomlin.
Whatever, it just downloaded. So can I want to play, like, the shortest...
Play the FBI.
The shortest one. Okay, no, I won't play the shortest one. I'll play FBI. It's 3 minutes long, though.
They're all, like, 3 minutes long.
Except for the one that's 39 minutes. Okay, I'll play FBI.
Play the 39
Is this a 6 hour after show?
Nah, not.
One ringy dingy. Is this Mr. Hoover?
I can't hear it.
Mr. Jedgar Hoover? Good. Then I have reached the party to whom I am speaking. Mr. Hoover, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company. It is my duty, Mr. Hoover, to discuss with you some of the abuses of your instrument.
Get it? Because, like, you know, his instrument.
Yes, it does sound rather un-American, doesn't it? Now then, Mr. Hoover, I have your file here before me. Oh, yes, I'm sure that you have a file on me, too.
I've heard this one on YouTube, because I was listening to her a couple months ago. That's great, though. I'm going to listen to all of that. I bet you it'll be funny.
Oh, there was that one file, Brad, that you should put up in a zip folder for me, because you'd be awesome if you did it. The, like, Phone Tap 77. It's, like, half an hour long, but it's cool.
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was playing on Cacti Radio.
Sounds like a lie.
Oh, the last Evan Doorbell live stuff?
I think so.
Yeah. Start calling ex-girlfriends.
Call present ones and just have someone else talk. Be like, stop texting my boyfriend or some shit.
Present.
Oh, those are boring. What's fun, though, is if you do a mass text like that,
present girlfriend.
Then it's great.
Or just talk in a big gay voice. Like, hi, this is Chris. I need to stop texting my boyfriend. That's what you have to say.
Yeah, that still doesn't work.
Slacker wrote a program for that. Text for lulz.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so late, we could call Chinese food, then cancel it when it's ready.
God, I hate that idea so
much. What is it? Is this amateur hour?
No, but it's funny. They get all pissed off at you.
No, not if they don't speak perfect English.
So this guy's like, fuck are you, I cancel your mother. He's all pissed off. He calls the cops on me. So we call back. We're like, did you call the police on us?
No, what's great is if you forward phone pizza places numbers to payphones and that are right next to the pizza place, and then you pick them up and it's great. Because I can look through the glass and I can like stare at them while I answer their phones.
I've got a guy that sounds like Charlie Harvey. Not sure.
How do you find a
figured out how I did it?
Oh,
not that I would ever do that.
Hi, legend.
Oh, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Oh my gosh,
what's up, man?
Everyone missed you. They were all just talking about how much they missed you. So I thought I'd call you.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Bye, Jen.
Especially, they changed my schedule, and I got to work Tuesdays now.
Especially XML. He missed you the most.
Yeah. Definitely.
You're lying, Brad.
Well, yeah.
And Patch.
Kind of offline and shit and stuff.
I miss you, Legend.
You do?
For true.
I don't miss you at all.
Wow.
Yeah, for true.
I may or may not have been glad.
These guys have an old Circle K number, so you can ask them about hot dogs or whatever.
Oh,
number
Circle
used
K.
to be Circle K.
Oh, have we called them before? I kind of
yes,
wrote.
We've called them many times.
Oh, this is a beat.
You want to try George Lucas again?
Just ask him for something you would ask for.
George Lucas never picked up.
I'm gonna ask for antifreeze because I need to kill my husband.
Perfect. Whatever you want.
Who's breathing so crazy?
I don't know, but it's disconcerting.
I'm just happy to know it's not you, Matt, this time.
It's not.
You did.
I hope it's not me. No, it can't be me because I heard it too.
I know. Look how far my mic is from me. I'm like, I was like, is that me? Is that me? Get it out of the line of fire.
Damn
it. Fucking hilarious. We got to figure out somebody was breathing too loud. That's fucking awesome. Everything's awesome and happy.
I want to get
Dark
numbers.
Dark stranger.
Not, you know, breathing.
Happy, happy. Joy.
Yeah. You be happy, pretty girl. Ride the pretty girl train. Be happy that you're pretty. Start taking advantage of this. Stupid.
A little bit after closing, I'm trying to make my way to a bar. Hopefully my fare is still there.
No, be. I thought you were going drinking.
And not run him down.
No. I'm trying to step it up a little bit. I'm doing about 65 of the 30.
Rocking it up.
We're going to call the police on you.
It's really...
Oh, boy. Not the police.
Penbuck says every police department has our number blocked.
He's doing this from an old Palm Pilot as well, with the little LCD screen. That's
from
what he's talking into. Yeah, an Apple new.
No. I've got an Atari Protege. God damn it!
I've been listening to the police scanner down here in Houston, and all the time they give out their cell numbers to other officers. Now, I would never take them down or give them to anybody if I did, but...
the police just made them.
That was
a couple
going.
Of days ago, these people... Hey, shh.
I
a couple
definitely
days ago, these people
liked,
were stranded on
I
a
liked
boat.
That was going. Uh-huh. Oh, were they stranded on a boat?
Yeah, then they... They gave their cell phone number out. I was going to call and be like, yeah, I can't find your boat. I'm trying to deliver your pizza. But I forgot to call.
So I hit this button here.
Yes, play something we can dance to.
I've read them 416 numbers.
Somewhere I have a private phone book for the police department somewhere in this house, but I don't know where.
Well, it's too bad we don't call the police on this.
Yeah,
show,
I know. That ended up so badly last time.
I don't know if it makes sense.
But it's not just police. It's like all these people who work for the city. It's like they have this little tiny phone book. But it has everyone's numbers in it.
And destroy some stuff. Yeah.
It's like firefighters, lawyers.
Stop it. Stop it, we'll do.
No, some people serious, Matt fucking Hillock. God.
All hypothetically, of course.
Hi, 7-Eleven. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? I'm calling from the corporate office.
No, there are no customers in this store right at this moment. No.
Oh, that's perfect then. I just need to talk to a customer and do a survey with them.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, someone else can talk to the customer.
Hello.
Did you just hang up?
This is going to be interesting, people.
Fuck job to edit.
Oh, wow. Hello? Hello?
No, he's still there. I thought he hung up.
Oh,
no. He's
yes.
That was legend. I hung up on him.
Ow. What is that? Who is that, rather?
Trouble.
This starts with T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
Take the L off of pool, and you got poo. I'll tell you that all day.
That's what's speaking. Stupid old cunty kid.
What?
He's got a sound off.
Ow, what is that? Ow.
I'm gonna close this video.
Oh, you guys have Tiny Chat turned on. I can't hear it.
Dumbass.
God, stupid cunty kid. Matt, are you in the bathroom?
Yeah. No, that's really
I wonder. Nice. I wonder if Matt's in the bathroom.
Was fucking clever. Ask if I'm fat next.
Are you fat?
You have a beautiful Buddha belly.
Matt, are you a drunk?
Yeah. Are you a fat drunk in a bathroom?
If we rub your belly, is it lucky?
It's lucky that you're not me.
On a scale of 1 to 2 months, how much time do you have left?
It depends on a couple of little financial dealings I'm trying to finagle. Yeah, I don't know. Whenever
pig
beer
kidneys?
Money runs out.
Pig kidneys, Matt?
No, nothing's really failed yet, but I feel like when I'm like out of beer money, I'm kind of out of life. So,
Matt, I'm gonna start killing random prostitutes, stealing their livers, and I'm gonna send them to you packed in ice.
I don't think my liver's bad, although I just heard about where it gets all crazy real. A cousin of mine's like dying right now, like from drinking himself to death. He's homeless for a couple years and lives in some like nursing home, and he's not a lot older than me. Like crazy, fucking schizophrenic, maniac, drunk. Like he's finally full cirrhosis. The liver kicked in. So
awesome.
No, it's terrible,
Matt. Matt, you're like Dr. Hibbert from The Simpsons. You just like randomly laugh when you're talking about something depressing. We found him dead. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Terrible. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Well,
I'd do that.
It's sad shit. Like, I've never even met the guy, but I've heard about him for a while. And I'm like, fuck, man. I don't want to just turn off, but I'm like,
Thank you for calling to order the Navigator Liftaway.
What?
To ensure proper handling.
The what?
That's the Steam Shark Pocket Mop.
Step line to continue.
Oh.
To order they're,
they changed the name.
Navigator Liftaway?
It's of us.
Was that what it was? Navigator Liftaway?
Something. I don't know.
Navigator Liftaway. Look it up.
Let's just use your touchtone keypad until we're finished.
Let's
hey, start.
I didn't
said?
Get that. To order, we were unable to place your order today.
That's what it's called
Thank
now.
You for calling. Goodbye.
Bunch of jerks.
Cunts.
Brad, come on. More effort.
We could call Brubert again.
Really? Really, Gunner?
Okay. Okay, I think we've exhausted all our back doors except for Frontier.
Fine, I'll call Frontier.
Yes!
Frontier it is.
I don't know what we're... I don't know. We just called him the other day.
I haven't been on, so... Remember, the IDs are three letters, three numbers.
Hey, somebody's saying
it. It sounds like the prank call is going to be golden.
Frontier Communication Solutions.
Yeah, you don't sound like the
For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Oh my god. Oh, good job.
I love you, Matt.
Frontier, what city is there, please?
Hi, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay, from a payphone. So how can I
No, my ID is DD. 3DDB317.
Okay, supervisor. Supervisor, I'm gonna help you.
Hi, this is Eric Weiss. I'm calling from the corporate office. My ID is BBC419.
Okay, and how may I help you, ma'am?
Well, actually, I'm calling. Do you have the number for the fax department?
The fax department for where?
Yes, FACS.
Is that what the business you're looking for called?
No, ma'am. You see, I'm up in the office in Malibu, and I'm trying to get a hold of it, but no one seems to have the number. So I was wondering, do you have the internal company book?
You're reaching Frontier 411.
Ma'am, yes, I know. I called you through a direct line. But would you mind giving me the fax department number?
The fax department to where?
Yeah. Ma'am, our fax department, the frequently accessed questions line. We use it to get any customer information, to text you at least.
Okay, I'm unaware of what you're speaking of, so I'm going to transfer you to customer service. One moment, please.
No, ma'am. You little broad. You stinky little broad. Don't you dare.
I can send the police to where the payphone that you're calling from.
Oh, where is that, miss? Where is that? Would you like to give me the physical address, please? Because I can.
Okay, I have it as well.
Oh, yes. What is that? Can you read it back to me?
So I can send the police to where you are.
Ma'am, I was an operator for 3 years. I'm very, very well aware that you do not have an ID on your thing. And in fact, it's probably showing up as unknown.
Okay. If that's what you think, then.
Yes, ma'am, 3 years as an operator. I was with you guys down on Front Street.
That's not a long time.
Oh, ma'am, I was enough. You would believe the stuff I got from there.
Okay.
You might want to check Deep Core, by the way, because there's a little bit of a program in there. But yeah, so if you can read me that physical address, I'd be so happy. Is it 123 Fake Street? Well, Broad, what is it?
I'm not sure who owned who.
Get out of your scissor sandwich and tell me. Silly Broad.
Yeah.
Rock on for the 123 Fake Street. That's my favorite address ever.
Any town, USA.
Good job.
She's dispatching the police to her own location, which I know is 631 Front Street, Rio Vista, California.
I thought it was 123 Fake Street.
No, but it doesn't come up because I know very well that number will come up as not. It will come up as unknown. I've had plenty of the operators tell me that.
Well, she thinks you're calling from a payphone, then obviously.
I know, but because what it comes up as is all the payphones come up as the same thing. But that's a back. But you know, it's not a normal number. It's a transfer number.
Hey, the guy in Tiny Chat, is that the guy that did the rap? The Brr Stick'em.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Oh, hey, Brr Stick'em. Thanks for the song.
Clap, clap, clap.
Hey, supervisor.
Well, he likes your song.
Still on the line,
man? Especially the Matt part. That was a bit.
Oh, yeah. Frontier's still on.
Let's call her back.
Eller Bucks.
Did you hang up on her?
Coconut rum. I'm coming over to your house.
She hung up.
Like pina colada.
I want to call back and ask for the lesbian to be put on. Because I need to ask her if she sent the cars to 123 Fake Street.
Oh, fine. I'm
calling her from prison.
Do it.
She called you ma'am. She was like,
thank
yes, ma'am, how can I help you?
Communication solutions.
I know, I got that.
For quality
that.
Purposes, your call may be
that
recorded.
That was the best call ever.
His Malibu's black. What do you think about that, Alex?
That is king.
Thanks, bud.
It's Malibu black. What makes it black?
We are experiencing heavy call volume at this time.
Three,
please stay on
two,
the line for the next available
hour. Oh, my
God. Try your call later.
We have more
it's
than one person
directly.
Calling in.
Chelsea.
Get rid of Samantha.
You like pina coladas.
Yes,
we are experiencing heavy call volume at this time.
Like
the
Matt knows
for
exactly
the next available operator.
Hi, Brad.
Try your call later. Thank you.
This is awesome, Brad.
Your face is awesome.
Is it?
You're awesome as face.
We are experiencing heavy call volume at this time.
I just hang up.
It's like two people there, yeah.
No, because I'm pretty sure that just transfers us to a single cubicle.
Yeah. Because
I know there are more.
It's like the whole like thing's like a tiny little thing, it seems like. This is whatever this frontier is.
Maybe
it
if we dial
like
one,
tiny little outfit.
One digit higher, it would give us another cubicle.
Oh, would it?
Maybe. I don't know. Like in Bill and Ted when
I've
they have
got,
to dial
I've
one
scanned
digit
the entire 00 exchange.
Wow, that's amazing. I bet you're really popular.
I get very bored.
Hey, Sunlight. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Trenton.
Hey, Brad.
T-Man.
Can we call another Carl's Jr. and like ask about Spider-Man costumes again?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because I still have all that pulled up here. Hold on.
That was great.
I think it's me.
Dark Stranger, you should do it.
Why is Chelsea Somebody. Not picking up?
Who cares?
She doesn't like us anymore.
Fuck
she's
her.
Awesome.
Everyone
she
hates
her. Really
everyone
she
hates
is,
her anyway.
She's just... people... the PLA is very easy to grow out of, apparently.
Who doesn't like us?
We're like AIDS,
PLA
though. You can suppress us, but you can't
Hello.
Get rid of us.
Carl Jr. is trying to speak.
Carl Jr., do you have that Spider-Man thing on tomorrow?
We come in dressed up like Spider-Man, you get a free grilled bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, so if my friend Gunner comes in his unitard and his gimp mask, can he get a free whatever tomorrow?
Yeah, we're doing that.
So he can wear his mask?
I'm not sure exactly how it is. I believe you have to come in full. One moment.
Hey, pal. Hurry the fuck up.
We finally got Carl's Jr.'s here in Houston about a year.
God damn.
Well, they're obviously geniuses that they hire. So it's nice that you trust them to cook your food. Do what now? What do you gotta do?
Tell him your friend doesn't right, speak.
So it has to be the actual costume.
Okay, so he can...
Can he
wear his Spider-Man underwear on the outside? Like, of his pants? That won't count?
No, it has to be an actual Spider-Man costume.
Oh, wait, this is
he's got
is
the
how
web
they,
and everything. He can
is
shoot
this
that
how they get you. So there's only one costume in the movie. How can all of us have that one costume?
It's
what if I wear the black one?
It's
what if you wear the black
costume.
One?
How much of my body needs to be covered, man?
It's a promo for the new movie. So
no,
I'm
how much
sure
of me needs to, because you keep saying
it's
like
costume,
so what? I need to go steal the costume from the movie?
Yeah. Does he need to go, like, get like, bitten by a radioactive spider or some shit?
What do you mean? It's got to be the costume. So I just need, like, a Spider-Man.
Just,
I got
to, like, a Halloween costume store.
Oh, that would be the one from the movie, though. And it's nowhere near home.
Can I just, like, paint him in red face? Can I, like, paint his face red?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, wait.
Can I dress as Dr. Octopus?
I'm a drunkard. My face turns red.
I'm going to dress like Sandman.
Yeah, I'm going to hang a spider up.
Can we just, like, come in and dump sand all over your restaurant?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Just give me the burger.
Okay, listen, I have a question. So can we dress up like Spider-Man in the first movie when he goes to the wrestling match? And he has a really bad costume made out of sweats?
It's not that movie. It's based off the Amazing Spider-Man costume.
He didn't say that on the promo on YouTube. It says, dress like Spider-Man. And I want to dress like the one from
there's
the first
so many,
movie.
Though. There's like
what if I dress like
amazing.
Peter Parker?
I want to dress like the comic book Spider-Man. I'm going to be all in black.
Or the Wonderful Spider-Man, whatchamacallits.
I've got old Spider-Man Mego figure. I'm just going to wear it over my erect penis, like the top of his outfit, and say, look at me, I'm Spider-Man.
What if I want to look like a slutty Spider-Girl?
Can I dress like a spider, half man, with a face hole?
Yeah, answer that, motherfucker.
Oh.
He sounds racist.
Well, he works at Carl's Jr., so obviously.
Yeah, that fucking star looks a whole lot like a clan hood.
It's not Spider-Man, it's the Amazing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He's probably like such a dork. He'd be like, "I don't accept that Spider-Man costume."
That Spider-Man was before the newer Spider-Man.
I like
I think I had a valid point with it. Needs to be what the one from the movie exactly. And then he said, "No, go to a Halloween store." And I'm like, "That's how they get you."
That's not even the one from the movie. What if you get the one?
I'm just gonna dip you in beets, so you're like kind of reddish.
What if you get the costume for little kids? That's not the one from the movie. Yeah. That's the one from the first movie.
But I'm saying, like. But right now there's no Halloween store open. So
sure
it's all a comic.
What if
they
Spider-Man
don't
want to
give away any burgers? They're just fucking
goddamn.
I'm gonna dip myself in red and white paint.
What if like they're Spider-Man is actually Peter Parker?
Red and white paint. He's red and black and blue.
What
if Peter Parker actually was
there's
just
no white?
Can I just punch you in the face, Hillick?
He's dying of cancer.
Make you all bloody. And bruised.
What if Peter Parker was just dying of cancer? Those were his delusions.
Yeah, exactly. I've often thought that.
The radiation.
What if he dressed
like
a spider?
Same calling cards here, and Andy, how may I help you?
Wow, you can be more fucking enunciate your words better. Can you say that whole thing again, please, sweetheart?
Can you
do the whole thing again?
Better.
Can you do it again?
One more again.
We're calling from the corporate office, so you better do it.
Everybody want to enunciate their words.
My corporate ID is Spider-Man.
I'm here
you
for
need
the
to dress
free
as corporate Spider-Man.
Okay, let's see how she does this time.
Hi.
I was just corporate Spider-Man.
Well, my ID is Spider-Man.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Did you ever see that guy, Spider-Man? He changes his ID. Yeah.
Here, I'll do customer survey. I'll get someone on the phone. That sounds all official, kind of.
It's all you, Patch.
Yep, you're totally in charge tonight.
7-Eleven, right?
Yeah, it's 7-Eleven.
Charles Jr.
Fuck you, I'm eating.
Carl's Jr. Fuck you. I'm eating.
You. I'm eating.
They're like, don't pick up. It's a prank call.
Fuck a poo. That's a genius idea.
We've got better things to do. No, we don't.
What if a real person calls him? What?
Then they're screwed.
we're fucking with Carl Jr.'s lines. Real customers can't get through. Someone's gonna die.
Somebody's gonna not die of a heart attack.
I used to have a demon dialogue somewhere. I don't know where it went.
That's really fascinating. I'm really excited to hear about that. Your demon dialer.
It was great. It was great for keeping.
I bet it was. I'm so impressed with that.
Every Carl's Jr. across the whole country
has demon dollars.
I had a question about the Spider-Man costume.
Yeah.
What constitutes a Spider-Man costume? Like, what do I have to wear?
Well, you pretty much have to wear a full-body costume. You have to have the mask, the top, bottom, everything.
I've got the mask. I was thinking maybe if I painted myself like Spider-Man.
One sec, let me ask.
Yeah, can you get the supervisor?
Masks are allowed now, apparently.
Yeah, I'll find out for you.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up, come on.
You're not getting any more drunk.
Okay, Matt Hillock. Are you going to go get another beer? Is that what that noise was? No offense, Matt.
What did I do?
No. He sounded like you. He started freaking out on the phone and, like, making all this noise.
Uh-oh.
We're not getting any more belligerent. He needs to hurry up.
I wasn't doing anything.
You weren't. I know. I was
sitting
not
here.
You, him.
I was sitting him. Here muted, just typing away.
Him, not
yeah, it's
you.
Gotta be a store-bought Spider-Man costume.
With the mask.
What if I didn't buy it?
With or without the mask?
What if he stole it?
Sir, listen, I watched your YouTube promo video for this. And that was not store-bought. It was it was clearly homemade. It was a homemade costume.
Well, if it's homemade, as long as it's a full-body costume.
Okay, so now it doesn't have to be store-bought.
I don't know. My manager said store-bought as long I think it's
so now you're,
as long
you're,
as it's a...
You're you know,
what
you're,
if it's from the XXX shop?
You can't just change it up. You can't just change it up on us.
Can it be sexy it Spider-Man?
It doesn't cover very much.
Can it be a sexy Spider-Man?
Yeah.
As long as it's a costume.
Store-bought? Can I wear the black Spider-Man?
Can I just...
One of my managers said store-bought, the other one said as long as it's a costume.
Can I just draw a spider on my shirt?
How much of the body needs to be covered?
The whole body.
Including the... Including,
like, write the word Spider-Man.
Including the face, right? The face has to be covered?
Yeah.
You have to wear a mask?
Yeah.
Can I dress like a spider with a face?
Listen, do I...
Hey, can I dress like a spider with an actual face and be Spider-Man?
What do you mean?
Do we have to wear the mask?
Like, yeah, you have to wear the mask. From head to toe.
Do they not give you enough authority to decide whether or not it's a costume? You have to ask your manager first?
Can I just draw a spider on my face with a
no,
sharpie?
No, I just never really paid attention to that.
Can I just dress like a big spider?
Put your manager on the phone, you big dummy.
Can he just take a piece of paper
Spider-Man? Give us someone with some Spider-Man authority.
Assistant manager, then. We're calling from the corporate office. We command you to put your manager in.
We need a Spider-Man authoritarian.
Oh, how about you call back tomorrow and you talk to the
yeah,
manager?
How about you just give us the manager's phone number? We're calling from the corporate office.
Get me Doc Brown.
It's going to be okay. Smoke a bowl. You'll get over it.
Wouldn't it be Doc?
How about you guys call and just call back tomorrow? Spider-Man. That's a good idea.
How about you give us a number? That's a better idea.
So we're going to come in tomorrow with the mask. That's okay, right?
And you're not going to get anything if you don't have... A full costume.
I said we're going to have a mask and a costume.
And a costume, then you'll get
and
them.
You're going to feed us.
But it's a Teletubby costume. If I come in with my mask on, you're
going to... You guys are bored, huh?
So listen,
I'm going to bring a box of spiders.
Because you're going to be...
I am
full.
I'm going to throw cactuses in the parking lot.
Listen,
I'm going to take more than burgers with my mask.
Sir, what's your name?
Spiders and put them in your kitchen.
You guys have a good night. I don't have time for this.
Okay, we're going to hang up, but what's your name?
Hey, Brad, check out that soundboard I posted. It's great for...
Yeah, I'm going to listen to a soundboard right now while we're on the air. I'm going to sit
like
here and click soundboard shit.
They're super quick, super awesome, super fast.
Why would I play around with the soundboard right now while we're on the air?
I don't know.
Yeah, dumb.
It's not like we're going to do anything else on this.
Jesus.
You should hang up on him.
God.
Okay, fine.
So if anyone wants to get a free grilled cheese bacon burger thing in Lincoln, California, Carl's Jr., wear a mask. Make sure you're wearing a mask, because you have to wear the mask, according to this guy.
Bring your web gun. terrorism.
Yeah. You heard it here, hey, folks.
Can we do breaking news for that?
I keep wanting to try to get somebody to say how much your body needs to be covered in the mask or the suit. Like, how much percentage, you know?
Also breaking news. Anderson Cooper is officially gay now.
Yeah, didn't see that one coming.
Like, we didn't know.
Didn't need to see the news for that one. Come on.
Be like, yeah, I'm gay. It's like, oh, really? For you.
I really don't know who that is. Is he a politician or something?
I have no clue.
He's on one of the news stations.
Yeah. He's the guy Pee-wee beat up in that one video. Really? With the chair.
Really?
Did he beat him? I don't
know. Yeah. It was fake. But it was really funny.
Throwing chairs tends to start fights.
I'm sorry, who's this? What was that?
This is Carl's Jr.'s. Can I help you?
Oh, I'm calling to find out about the promo thing with the Spider-Man costume.
Uh-huh.
Does it have to be a store-bought, like, from a costume shop? Can it just be a homemade costume? Can we just draw a spider on our t-shirt with a Sharpie?
You know, honestly, I really don't know. It just says...
I'm glad you're being honest.
Do you not have the authority to decide?
It must be present. I'm not going to be here.
So we have to wear a mask, right? We definitely have to wear this.
You cannot wear a mask.
I'm sorry?
You cannot wear a mask.
Well, Spider-Man wears a mask. So you want us to be in a Spider-Man costume, but not wear the one thing that defines Spider-Man as Spider-Man, the fucking mask.
I don't make the rules.
Well, that's retarded.
Can I be Peter Parker? Can I wear a blue hoodie and jeans?
Yeah, can we dress as Peter Parker? Like, you know, we're in disguise? We're not being Spider-Man, we're being Peter Parker.
Can I bring my
spoken like a
tarantula?
True Nazi.
She would.
I only have those masks from skiing.
Yeah. Can we bring our pet tarantula collection?
I'm just following orders.
Spider pig.
Kill the Jews.
The other Carl's Jr. told us we needed a mask.
Yeah, like everything's... That could be a... Hey, Brad, go in there and get yourself shot.
Tell them we're all coming in together.
Hey,
guys, this is serious business, though.
Go in the one where the guy said wear a mask, get shot, and then just live off the money.
That's in Lincoln, California, by the way. Oh, wait, I think that's the city. Yeah, Lincoln, California.
Yeah, Lincoln, California. Wear a Spider-Man mask, get some money
but in
because of a prank call.
In Rockland, California, we're not too sure. She said
they'll make a movie about us. A Sundance movie.
At least she knows the rules. The other guy just like said we had to wear a mask.
He's like, yeah, he's like, you gotta look like fucking Spider-Man, you dummy.
Gotta have plastic surgery.
But without the mask.
You have to look like the amazing Spider-Man.
It's actually the fourth in the movie. Not coming.
I'm pretty sure in the video, on the promo video that Carl's Jr. made, it's like a guy in a homemade suit. So you don't have
to. It shows like a. I saw the picture I saw. It was like a broad and just an outfit. Some like fucking big titty model broad.
This is just a breakdown, you know? They don't even have the authority to decide. They have to ask the manager for advice.
You
Nobody
don't
knows
the
what's...
Authority.
It's
just
madness.
I just posted the link.
Disorganized thing ever.
I just posted the link in Tiny Chat for people to see the promo video.
Can some of you guys swing by your local Carl's Jr.?
Swing.
Swing.
Oh, hey.
Drive by.
I show up to the swingers party solo and things get awkward quickly.
No, you don't get it.
I require pictures of the fat spot.
Right, here, let me ask this one in Sacramento.
All right,
Sacramento.
That's the state capital. That's the state capital. They should know.
Yeah, they have to know. But I mean, there's a bunch of them in Sacramento.
Shut the fuck up.
That was XML. Fucking XML. Ah.
Ooh.
Stockton. Okay. I'm going to try Stockton.
A fax machine for the alarm, really.
A fax machine. It's like Back to the Future when they like do this fax machines. Yep. Jen should call in.
Sigh. Yeah, where the fuck's Jen? Call in, Jen. I played your songs. You can, at least you can do is call in.
She's in tiny chat. Fucking I know jerk. That. Or at least she was a minute ago. Yeah. She's in she should be in tiny chat.
Is she in tiny chat?
Yeah.
Is she? Is Jen in tiny
yeah.
chat?
Yeah, she's yeah. taking pictures. Jen. Yeah, look at Kenny Kid. He's smoking on his water pipe. that's what I have to look for when I look him up.
On his silly iPad.
Water pipes.
Okay, that's going to be a...
Yeah, that's a fun
Hey, Legend's calling us. Hey, Legend.
Hi there. I'm back. I'm sorry if I was making too much noise earlier. I had a whole car full of drones.
Everyone's making noise tonight. You're like the 12th person I hung up on.
Their cell phones. Got their cell phone numbers.
Like right now, someone's typing really loud. God damn it.
Hello, Junior Patterson, how can I help you?
I have a question about your promo with the Spider-Man thing.
With Spider-Man, yes.
Do you know about the promo? Do you know the rules?
Yeah, you're just supposed to come and download the Spider-Man...
Well, I'm gonna dress normal because Peter Parker, he is Spider-Man and he has a disguise. He's like a high school kid. I'm gonna dress like a high school kid, and that's Peter Parker, who is Spider-Man. So I'm hiding my identity by dressing as Peter Parker. I'm just gonna wear a shirt and jeans, and that's Peter Parker, and he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, but in the promo, I think you're supposed to come dressed like Spider-Man.
I am dressing as Spider-Man, God damn it! I'm dressing as Peter Parker.
There's
Peter
no
Parker
need for
is...
you to get that...
No,
the
listen,
language on
listen, have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I've seen the movie, but okay, you're supposed to come dressed like Spider-Man.
No, I'm
going to
have glasses, and I'm going to be Peter Parker. And I'm going to be Peter Parker, and Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And I'm going to get a free bacon cheeseburger thing.
Can't stop the revolution.
Do you like the background waterfall sound effects?
Oh.
That's what that is?
I'm sorry, I thought I was
yeah.
muted.
I'm going to take a fucking piss now.
It's okay, Matt. You're just...
Hey, that's a good idea. You can go in the store or whatever it is with a name tag that says Peter Parker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, go in with your school books with a notebook that says Peter Parker on it. That's your disguise.
But he never wore anything by Abercrombie.
Yeah, don't wear Abercrombie, or you're not going to get your free grilled cheese bacon.
Have like a camera, like a new
Abercrombie.
Yes.
A shot
that,
the street.
You know what? The
have
more,
a camera.
The more we talk about this, the more fucking bacon grilled cheese thing sounds awesome. Like so good.
Going as close as Peter Parker.
No, there's no Carl Jr.'s like anywhere around me. But like, man, a fucking grilled cheese with a burger in the middle
that
of it.
That makes sense, though, right?
Fucking awesome.
What
you can just
that's like
yourself.
That's like a patty melt, except not gross.
Can we call? We should call up 7-Elevens and ask if they have Soylent Green.
I'm gonna go there tomorrow.
Just write Spider-Man on your chest.
Carl Jr.'s is Phil. Can I help you? Hello?
Yeah. If I dress up as Spider-Man, can I get a free burger?
Yeah, tomorrow if you come and dress up as Spider-Man, you get a free grilled cheese bacon burger.
Even though I'm a woman?
Yeah, even though you're a woman.
Do I have to get a sex chain?
Afraid not. Have a good night.
You're afraid not?
Yeah,
does she have to dress like Mary Jane?
Do I have to, like,
he's afraid of your genitals.
Do I have to wear a strap on?
Can't you dress like Mary Jane?
I got stuff to do, guys. Have a good night.
Liar.
What do you have to do?
Tell us what you have to do.
He's my favorite. That was great.
Hey, like, I have stuff to do. Obviously, you're not busy.
That was Monterey. I'm going to call the other one in Monterey now. Or it's in Seaside, California.
Is that where they make the cheese?
Your face is cheese, legend.
It is, really. I need to wash in
bacon cheeseburger.
Burn.
How you doing,
legend?
Okay.
This guy in Tiny Chat is just now talking about Abercrombie.
Are you going to get a burrito? How can I help you? Hello?
We're calling about the Spider-Man promo tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have specific questions. First, can you just tell us about the contest, and then someone else is going to take over from here and ask questions. It'll be hilarious. Tell us everything about the contest.
Exactly
how's
I have to wear?
How's it work?
It's the Spider-Man custom, I think.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah,
ma'am.
And you get a free meal.
Yeah, I have a ski mask. The Spider-Man. I usually wear it for other kind of jobs, but I could go for a free lunch. Are you going to be in there tomorrow?
Yeah.
I've got the Spider-Man mask. I've got the mouth cut out, and it's got some stains around it, you know, where I did things, but it's still, like, you'll know it's me by my voice, right? It's a little, always a little wet, but
you bring the mask, they're going to give you a free,
I'll bring the meth.
So yeah, we have to wear the mask. We have to wear the mask.
Okay.
The I meth. Have to bring the meth. The meth. To put on the burger.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
Hey, what time you get off? What time you get off tomorrow?
I'm gonna be here at 9 to 5.
At 9:25.
Okay. 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Okay. Dolly Parton will tell you
about
that.
Is it a rich man's game?
Yeah.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Colvin.
God bless.
Okay.
Listen, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Maybe she wants to get a burger with you.
Do you tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen? Do you pour yourself a cup
you
of ambition and
back.
Yawn and stretch?
See if she wants to have a burger with you.
She didn't know what to do.
But she said you have to wear the mask. So
yes. I said that I had the mouth.
I'm so confused.
It's because they're taking it literally, but corporate's like, we don't want people coming in here with fucking ski masks on all day. We're going to get jacked.
These guys have really exposed corporate hypocrisy.
Yeah. But all the people, like, in the thing, they're like, yeah, whatever, Spider-Man got the mask.
Aw.
Yes.
I have this issue of Mad Magazine that has the War Games movie in it with Matthew Broderick.
Oh my god.
But besides War Games, the other big thing in the magazine from 1982 or whatever it is, is 9 to 5, the TV show. And I was reading it, and I didn't get it because it didn't have any of the same characters. I'm like, what? This doesn't look like Dabney Coleman and Dolly Parton, but apparently it was a TV show before it was a movie. I didn't know that.
How fun is the War Games thing?
9 to 5, a TV series based on the 80s comedy of the same name, aired from 1982 to 1983.
Patch, why do you like 9 to 5? I don't get it. You're young.
I like old movies, like Soylent Green.
Soylent Green's understandable, but 9 to 5 is like a dumb...
You just like the neckerchief in Soylent Green, you fabulous cunt. Look at Heston in that neckerchief. Ooh.
I've never seen Soylent Green.
I should send you, Brad, like a directory listing of my videos folder, because it's like all bizarre stuff, like Deliverance.
I bet that'd be so interesting to me to read.
Yeah, it's a lot of junk.
Probably more
Why do I have every season of the Brady Bunch?
Do you remember the one with the payphone in the living room?
No, I don't know why. I don't watch the Brady Bunch. Why not? I like it, but I never have time.
There's one where the dad installs a payphone in the living room to teach their kids about financial responsibility.
Oh God,
it's brilliant.
Wow. They made a lot of episodes for 9 to 5.
Oh, really? I've never seen the TV show.
Neither have I.
It was awful.
I bet.
He called all the way down from the space shuttle just to complain about it.
That's right.
Rocking and rolling.
Oh, there's no Carls in Weed, California.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we just call someone in California?
This lighter of mine's running out of fluid, man.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I just downloaded that trash movie you told me about. I'm afraid I have to kill Laugh Track, Matt. I'm sorry.
What trash movie?
What trash movie? What, Trash Humpers?
Yes.
Oh, Trash Humpers.
Asshole.
I didn't see. Did Nancy fucking get shot?
Trash
Who got shot of weed?
Oh, yeah, hey. Nancy got shot. It was the DEA's...
I'm not sure I made it all the way through.
It was the DEA's son.
Yeah. You really don't have to. It's really not even fun.
Sorry, I have to kill you now.
The DEA's son. Yeah. He's the shooter.
It sucks. I like you.
Oh, wow.
I have to kill you now.
I pissed off a lot of people on the Weeds Facebook by giving away that plot.
God damn it.
Hey, 9 to 5 was also a musical, apparently. Some godforsaken
person. So it's okay if I come to visit you in Chicago, right?
I guess if you're not coming to kill me.
Hey, 760, what's your name?
Wombat.
Okay, Wombat. I'm calling...
Reverend Wombat.
Reverend Wombat.
I kind of like that.
Wombat Communications.
I like the Reverend Horton Heat.
I'm going to call Carl's Jr. in 760 in Oceanside.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Can I talk?
Well, now it keeps dropping the call. I don't know why. I think I have to hang up on you. Bye.
Too many people?
Maybe. I don't know.
I told someone that happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 760. It wouldn't let me connect unless I hung up on you.
I told Trevor that happened, and he blamed it on me.
No, it just happens. It's stupid Skype.
Thank you, Microsoft.
760, I'm really sorry. Matt's always done that, even before Microsoft.
No.
I like to...
Somebody's like...
Oh, hey, Carl's.
Hello?
I'm calling about the promo tomorrow with the Spider-Man costume.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to come in with my mask tomorrow.
It's coming in at 11 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to come in at 11 a.m. and I'm going to be wearing a mask on my face.
Okay.
Of Spider-Man.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Poppy. Poppy, can I come too?
Oh, we need to play, for movie night, we need to play Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
No.
That sounds amazing. Whatever.
Yeah. Dude,
sounds like a shitty piece of shit.
it's an old comedy.
Yeah,
it is.
While
it
I watch is, that, I'm gonna look at your list of movies and play
I
with your soundboard.
I thought that was a Robert Palmer song.
No, it was a cop.
Some like it hot, but some sweat when the heat is on.
Hadn't rowing it.
No, that was
wasn't
that a power station, or was that Robert?
You're
Palmer?
Right, power station. Same thing.
Whatever. That he wouldn't said I was right. He would have told me to shut up.
Something like it.
Oh! Can I help you?
Hi there, I need to come in there dressed as Spider-Man so I can hang up on the ceiling and shoot, you know, that little stuff out of my palms. But it's not going to be web juice, it's going to be me juice. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I entangle you with my web?
No, I don't know.
Can I wrap you in all kinds of silk to lay my eggs on you?
Uh-huh.
I can?
It's Spider-Man.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I need somewhere where I can raise my babies. I need to bite you so it paralyzes you, and then I'll wrap you in silk and lay eggs all over your body so my little hatchlings will, like, form inside of you and eat you on the inside out. Can I do that? Would I win the prize if I do that?
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine? You're yeah. down with that? You like yes, to sir. Be tied up? What's your number?
Okay, hold on, okay?
Okay.
This is exciting.
Yay.
I can't wait to find out the answer.
What's your Facebook, baby?
What's gonna happen?
I'm just feeling good to quit.
Sorry about that. What can I do for you tonight?
Hey, I got some wet spinnerets just for you.
I'm sorry?
Hi there. I want to win your Spider-Man contest. I asked the girl if I could come in there with my spider suit on, and I could walk on the ceiling, and I go down on the thread, and I bite her in her neck, and she becomes paralyzed. Then I wrap her in silk, and I lay like 10,000 eggs on her. Would I win the prize if I do that?
No, you got to come tomorrow.
Well, I will be coming tomorrow. I will be coming tomorrow. I can't do that now. I mean, tomorrow. Oh, if I come in there... I come in there, and I kind of, like, trap her in the web, and then I bite her a little bit so she gets paralyzed, and then I spin a cocoon all around her, and then I lay, like, 10,000 eggs in her body, and these eggs will become little spiders, and they'll come out of her face like that movie. You know that movie, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Would I win a burger?
Yeah.
Can I win more than one burger for that? Because that's very elaborate, you know?
Right.
Do what?
Right.
Well, seriously, hey, can I come down there and work in my spider uniform, serving people burgers?
Yeah, no problem.
And laying eggs in them? I tell you what, I'll go down there and start serving burgers, and I'll lay my eggs in the burger. That way they can eat them. And all still, right. You know, be a host.
Beep.
Yeah.
That's the end of that chapter.
It's okay if you did tomorrow, but not today.
Wow, that. That. Okay, whatever.
Ken just messaged me asking for my directory listing. I don't know why.
He made Stan
she's
cry.
She's a fucking weirdo.
So much.
Do you like Ron Paul and atheism, Patch? Because you and Jen will be long great.
Fuck, I'm high right now.
I didn't hear that. Skype spazzed out.
I didn't say anything.
What? I heard something fuck. Movies, but it...
I'm high.
I'm just very high.
Have you guys seen the movie Spider-Girl? Like, it wasn't a porno exactly, but it was like a comedy... But like she shot webs out of
that's a Misty Monday film
out of her thingy.
Yeah. She
isn't that
webs?
Misty Monday?
It was hilarious.
You know what?
Is
there
that
was a paper
Red
out here?
Misty Monday.
I don't know who it was. I just remember seeing it somehow.
There was a paper down here that had a little headline down here that
spider something.
The paper this week down here it says the local paper says Debbie does damage.
I bet she does.
Kinky.
And I'm not kidding.
I think I saw the Spider-Girl thing on cable TV back when I had cable TV. Like you know, 7 or 8 years
ago. Superman 3.
Anyone ever seen
Hello?
Mars Attack?
Carl Jr.?
No, never.
Mars Attack's awesome. Yeah, Carl's Jr.
Hey, listen, ma'am, I'm calling about the Spider-Man promo. Do you know about that?
Hello?
Do you know about the Spider-Man promo?
None.
Get someone that
Can
knows it.
Can you call tomorrow for the manager?
No, I'm calling from
I need to talk to you.
I'm calling from the corporate office. I need the manager's phone number so we can talk to him about the promo. We have to work. We have to work out the details with him.
Spider-Man?
Do you have the manager's phone number? His cell phone number?
No. Can you call tomorrow and
No, I need to talk to him now. It's an emergency. It's about the Spider-Man promo.
Oh, okay.
What's the manager's phone number? Or maybe the district manager? You have to have their phone number for an emergency. If you don't, you're fired.
Okay.
So what's the phone number to the manager?
Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No, for the manager or for the district manager?
I need both of those numbers. Shut up, Dark Stranger. What are you
doing? He asked me if I've seen the TV. I'm ruining your call.
Okay. It's 949?
Okay, one. I have to do the plus one because it's on Skype. 949.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
1970.
Yeah, 1970. And what's the name?
Salma Dain.
Okay, and is that the manager or the district manager?
The district manager.
Oh, and I need the manager's number too, though.
It's the 949.
Oh, crap. You know what? I typed it in the wrong box. Someone else typed it in. Patch typed it in, so it's okay. And what's the manager's number? What's the manager's phone number?
We don't know. Phone number. What is your name?
I'm Kevin from the corporate office. It's about the Spider-Man promo tomorrow for Carl's Jr.
Okay. So, to call tomorrow for the manager?
But I need the manager's phone number also. See, here, listen, I can prove that I'm in the corporate office.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
So what's the manager's number now?
831-5181.
831. Okay, area code 831.
51.
Uh-huh.
81.
What's the area code?
949.
Okay, well, don't be a smartass about it. And what's his name?
The whole manager?
Uh-huh.
Sylvester?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I want you to get back in the get back in the kitchen.
Can you call tomorrow, sir? So
listen.
I go right now.
Listen, does Carl's have a kitchen there? Is there a kitchen where you cook food? Is there a kitchen there? And you're
okay.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
She's the horror manager.
She's picking up now and dialing.
I loved her accent.
Okay.
Manager?
Do you need a store manager?
Somebody.
Poor fucking broad's working hard all night.
You guys...
God bless her. Let's get on Reddit and cry about it. Oh, what? Just ask him about the Spider-Man thing?
This is Sylvester. This is the manager.
We got some fool on top of the restaurant dressed as Spider.
Fuck. Okay, this is weird. Someone's calling us from 831.
Do it.
Hello? Carl's Jr. Corporate Office? What was that? Why did I just go...
Callback?
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't even the 831 area code. Okay, never mind. I'm going to call the district manager.
That was 831, wasn't it?
No, the prefix was 831. The area code's 949. I'm just dumb.
What had happened was that's the way you start a lie.
It's like that one time when I thought Sign Hacker got hacked, but I was just retarded.
You're covering a lot of stuff today.
I liked it. I liked that you played that. That was really funny.
Hey, Matt.
What?
Reached Wild's Restaurants. We can't come to the phone right now, so please leave us a message and we'll get back.
Wild's Restaurants. He owns a bunch of franchises.
We're calling from the store down on X Street. A customer came in the store and found, like, the door was open.
It's hung up.
It's
gone.
So he started searching
it. Hung up. It's gone.
They're all in the freezer.
We hung up.
We're calling from your store. This was the emergency contact number.
How do
There's
we
a bunch of dead kids all in the store?
Remember?
How do we unlock the freezer from the inside?
To turn off all the lights, and we got her to like shut down the truck stop.
Huh?
What?
I remember you guys did that. You told that one kid was a long time ago.
I don't know anything about that.
And her lights, all her lights stopped working.
That's crazy, Todd. You're thinking of something else.
Yeah,
well, obviously it
must be.
It
must be the phone thing.
But if anyone wants to listen to the audio from Patch's Hallucination, it's youtube.com/prankycalls. Pranky, C-A-L-L-Z. It's like one of the first videos on there.
/ just kidding, I made it up.
I still can't find 1, 2, 3.
I thought that's what that was on your channel.
No, there's a couple breaker calls.
Oh yeah, I remember we did that all.
It's so weird that I call it, like I make you call the run back because I felt bad.
Carl, is this Fiona? Can I help you?
Oh, I'm calling
wow,
about the.
You certainly can, you busty fucking foxy feline. I'm gonna come in there tomorrow in Spider-Man garb.
Okay.
Are you gonna be there?
No.
No. Wait.
No.
Screw it, you're not gonna be there for Spider-Man Day.
Nope.
Wait. Isn't what's today's date?
Have you seen the Spider-Man movie?
Can he come in with just the mask on?
No mask
you,
allowed.
Baby?
Yeah, just the mask.
Can
just
he
the
come
mask?
To your house with just the mask
It's
on?
Gonna be the mask over his crotch area and nothing else. No shirt or anything.
Okay, hey. Let me tell you three things I'll order. Four things I'll wear.
She's gone. I'll try the next one.
I'll wear the latex.
Sorry,
gloves,
Uncle Slippy Fish.
A condom like and the mask.
Can I say I'm a cop and like one of the employees have been shoplifting? I need to do a full body cavity search.
No.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, it's still impersonation.
Matt needs his own show called the Matt's Belligerent Hour.
All right, Matt.
You'd have to be Robin Williams. He's the only one that can actually do that and really get away with it.
Yeah, that's true. I saw that actually a couple of years ago when people recommended it. The Robin Williams, was it CSI? I think.
What?
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
What are you talking about?
There was a TV show version of that compliance movie where the guy called a fast food place and got them to do crazy things.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. And you're, like, all obsessed about this shit.
Yeah, Robin Williams was the prank caller.
Huh.
It wasn't
he the caller or the creepy guy patting the girl down?
No, he was the caller. He was...
Robin Williams
neat.
Great
it wasn't very good. It was kind of a boring...
He was kind of really awesome in 1 hour photo.
I remember that.
I can't watch that.
I just watched him in Insomnia, and he was amazing.
And like, I hate his like. Hacky,
thank you for calling, Continuing Calls Jr.
You're so welcome.
Ma'am, turn off your fax machine.
Hello?
Turn off your fax machine. Hurry up.
You're not allowed to have that in your room.
It's dead. Put on the dot matrix printer.
We have a strict policy against fax machines.
Yes,
either stop the fax or we'll send
put
you a
put that
fax.
Max machine up your fucking gun.
Who went to the death?
Marty McFly needs to send her a fax.
Thank you for calling Consider Calls Junior.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi.
Ma'am, the fax machine, is the fax machine really hooked into that line?
May I just speak with?
Yes, yes, this is Torpert. The fax machine hooked to that line, it's not supposed to be.
But what is your name? May I speak with?
Well, this is Roy. I'm from corporate. We called just a moment ago, and we detected a fax machine on that line. Is there a fax machine on that line?
Yeah, that wasn't the fax machine.
I know. I need for you to go to the back side of that fax machine and unplug it. That fax machine, it should not be on this line at all.
Would you like to call tomorrow?
Well, no, actually it needs to be done now. See, what we were doing, we were trying to get, we have our computers here, speak to your computers, and the fax machine is interrupting the data flow. So could you please disconnect the fax machine from the line?
You know, I can do anything. If nobody told me, I can do anything. Sorry.
Well, I'm
sorry.
Listen, I'm Roy from the corporate office of Carl's Jr., Parties 2 on the East Coast. And we are trying to upgrade your system right now. And the problem is, our computer cannot connect to your computer because the fax machine is picking up the line. Could you go back in the back and temporarily, for about an hour, unplug the fax machine so our computers can communicate with each other?
Hitting the breakers would have the same effect.
Sorry, sir. I can't do that. I'm going to call right now to my district manager.
What's your name? I know. What's your name?
I'm going to call to my district manager.
Okay,
sorry.
That's fine, but what is your name? What is your name? You can't remember your name?
No, yeah, but I just wanted to know why you're going to do that. I think somebody else is going to do that.
Listen, ma'am, I need to know who I'm talking to that's not doing what I'm asking them to do. First of all, what's your first name?
I am Laura.
Laura, okay. What's your last name, Laura?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I need to talk to my district manager first. I'm sorry, sir.
Laura, what's your last name? You forgot your last name?
No, I'm not forget my last name, but I'm not gonna give a
ma'am,
you know.
Ma'am,
my
can I talk to somebody? Can I talk to another employee there, please? Because evidently you're the hire so many. Ma'am, we have to hire so many brain damaged individuals. You must be the one who is in the dining room, cleaning up her own drool and scaring children. Can I speak to somebody else, please?
Yes, a second, please, okay?
Okay.
Hurry the fuck up. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know she would. It's all my fault.
God.
You want me to call her back?
It's terrible when they don't speak completely fluid English.
What, did you hang up on her?
Yeah, no, she hung up on me.
Are you on her?
She hung up on me. But it's because I...
WKRP in Cincinnati.
You like that?
Oh, Venus Flytrap. Yeah.
Baby. It is wonder, wonder,
whatever became
what
of me.
Me.
You know the best episode?
Living on the air in Cincinnati.
Hello.
Cincinnati.
Hello.
WKRD.
It does. Yeah.
Just a little turkey.
WKRD in Cincinnati.
This is Les Nessman with a WKRD. Hello.
We play that all the time at our radio station.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? Oh, God damn it.
What just happened? I'm so confused.
That's what's going to happen.
All right, I'm going to try Lakewood, Washington.
RB, you should use WKRP as a call address for when you call in the morning crazy talk show.
Okay.
One time when I was...
witness.
I thought turkeys,
could fly.
It's
fatty.
Fly. It's fucking 3D.
One time in my radio class when I didn't do something right, and my manager's like, that's it, you're doing the hog reports, and he made me do hog reports on air.
Did you know that you can actually get out of a major problem? You can only do this once in your career, but if you use that line, you know, for your general manager, you can probably get off the hook. You can only do it once in your career to...
Lies.
Oh.
Lies.
Legend, are you driving tonight?
I hope not.
Not right now.
Please say you're not driving.
I need to speak to your genital manager.
I'm his genital manager. I say go in and out of whatever it wants to go in and out of.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, hi, Jen. How you doing, Jen?
Wow. He's like, speaking of my genitals, how you doing, Jen? That was a nice segue there, Legend.
Let me describe my enormous genitals on the air.
Who's the broad in the middle of the thing? Kind of chat.
The broad.
Wow.
The one that's in the middle.
Miriam.
Is this Carl's Jr.?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jen.
Will you put on the Spider-Man suit?
Quit fooling us.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
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 I'm calling about...
We're calling about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man thingy.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Spider-Man?
Is this Carl Jr.?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling about that Spider-Man promotion thing.
Okay, what can I do for you about the Spider-Man promotion thing?
Well, I'm a chick, so, you know, Spider-Man would be appropriate. What if I took some creative license and came in as Spider-Woman? Would that be okay?
The thing just says you have to dress up like Spider-Man, so you have to wear the costume.
But yeah, it'd be a costume. It'd be stylized, like a female costume, like a sexy Spider-Man, but like a Spider-Woman. I mean, it's essentially the same thing. I'm just, you know, being creative.
As long as it's appropriate. I mean, because this is a family restaurant, so we do have children that come through here. So
I probably need to... The pasties probably wouldn't work then.
As long as you make it appropriate, that's as far as I know. You have to make it at least somewhat appropriate. If you're altering the costume, as long as it's Spider-Man, and it is appropriate to be out in public for, it's okay for little children to see, like there's nothing inappropriate they're going to see, then yes.
Would it be all right if I wore a merkin? Or like a Spider-Man themed merkin?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, okay. So, I should probably... The phone would probably be out then, right?
Do what? I'm sorry?
The phone...
My phone cut out there for a second.
The phone. It probably wouldn't be best.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
If a child can see it, then no.
So, I was going to do like a... sexy Spider-Woman fantasy thing. All right. Thank you for your help. Bye.
Bye.
Ma'am, wait. Aw. I wanted to ask
you
about...
How did you not go to where, like... But what the fuck? That's the last thing they remember is coming out of that hole. And they can't see the lips over my thong. I was just coming over to type.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Jen.
Yeah, I could go in there and just dress up and all of a sudden turn sideways and right in front of the children. They'd have full spider toe.
Did you guys know what a merkin is?
Spider toe. Sorry, that was funny.
A merkin is a pubic wig.
Yes, it's a pubic toupee.
continued to get together and become mellow.
But Jen finally called in, yay.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Jen.
Have you ever been mellow? Have you ever?
Yes, I'm pubic wig. That's what I said.
Pubic wigs for the win, faggots. I'm bullying you.
I told them to not do that.
Has anyone ever tried recording a fax sending and then try to play it back to another fax?
I want to do that with a black screen and shit like that. I don't know if Skype is stable enough to do that or not.
Probably not.
It's a little choppy, huh?
I've tried sending faxes over Vonage, and it never worked out.
Yeah, you can't send them over Magic Shack either.
And Vonage was pretty good quality.
Yeah, I had like a Vonage phone that was pretty fucking slick.
We should add Chelsea.
Hey, I know. Probably the end.
The N would add the fax machine to his botnet. Hi, I'm calling about the Spider-Man promo thing.
Yeah.
So,
botnet.
It starts tomorrow. Like, I can wear my mask tomorrow over my face and come in and get a free grilled cheese?
Let me clarify the details real quick.
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
Botnet. The N botnet.
Beep, boop, beep, beep. So cold.
The voice of Morgan Freeman.
Why was I born from?
Yeah, I believe, I work graveyard, so they don't tell me much, but I believe if you wear the Spider-Man gear, you can get a free grilled cheese bacon burger. I don't know if it's single, double, or $6, but that's the gist of what I got.
We have to wear the mask, though?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We definitely have to wear the mask. So we can come in there with the mask. We have to wear the mask.
Yeah.
How do you know if the guy's wearing the mask?
What was that?
Well, what about, you know how in the first Spider-Man movie, Peter Parker had the homemade thing with the sweatpants?
Yeah.
And it looked really horrible.
He's trying to get the money for the car.
Yeah. So I can wear that, right? Like, where do you draw the line? Can it be homemade, right?
No, that'll probably work.
Okay. Well, if that'll work,
be like, hey, this is from the first movie.
Then I can just wear my Superman shirt and cross out the S and put a spider on it. That works.
Yeah, if you can fool us.
No, it's just gonna be a Sharpie. It's gonna look horrible.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll probably work.
Okay, Jen has a question about Spider-Man because she's a woman. And all right,
just one moment.
She has boobs.
Hey, how's it going?
I do have boobs. Yes, I was just wondering first I have a question about the Spider-Man thing. Did they make you prepare for this promotion at all? Like, did they make you sit down and watch a Spider-Man movie so you'd be familiar with the costume?
He's not there, dear.
You just come in a Spider-Man costume and we can get you, I think you get a free grilled cheese bacon burger.
Like I said, I work really good. They don't tell me all the details.
Sir, if I come into the store and I'm dressed like a grilled cheese bacon burger, can I win a Spider-Man?
No. I gotta go, sir.
No, listen, I have a question.
All right, one last question.
Okay. I'm gonna come in dressed up as Peter Parker, just you know, a high school kid, because he's Spider-Man, but he's in disguise. So he doesn't look anything like Spider-Man, he just looks like a kid.
That's pretty funny. I don't know, that won't work, though. The details
that will work, because Peter Parker is fucking Spider-Man.
Now I definitely gotta go. Bye, sir.
No!
God, I work the graveyard shift of fast food, but I've never heard the word fucking before.
Oh God,
I'm offended,
Chelsea.
What?
I wonder how many robbers are going to be at Charles Jr. tomorrow.
Man, I wish I had something.
If you dress up like Spider-Man, you're going to get away.
I want to try this tomorrow. I'm going to try this tomorrow.
Oh, I want to get a Guy Fawkes mask.
Somebody's got to record it. Somebody's got to
just wear it around casually.
Sure.
I'm going to do it. And I'm going to try and pay in Ellerbucks when they deny me. I have a stack of Eller books here.
What are you gonna do? Just like do something stupid. Wear like a plastic spider ring from Halloween or something, and be like, "Look at me, I'm Spider-Man."
No, I'm
and
just
then. And then get them to go through the rules and then just be like, whatever. It's just so they got to be dressed like Spider-Man.
It's seriously one of the loosest, like, figured out things ever. Like yeah, it's Spider-Man, whatever.
And no,
like,
I want to just go in regular clothes and carry, books with me. And,
yeah. Yeah. Seriously, put a backpack on.
Yeah.
I watched the movie today. I just saw the movie today. Motherfucker's got a hoodie and a backpack. You're a fucking Spider-Man.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
I've got an idea. Go to the restaurant wearing nothing but the Spider-Man mask.
Because, you know, they'll so serve you.
Flapjack Matt's going to go in with the spider ring around.
Okay, how about this? Okay, back when Spider-Man first came out, like 10 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever, they had this toy that kids would hook up to their wrists, and it would shoot out silly string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I had one of those.
It was a web blaster.
Yeah, so can you go in there blasting webs?
Yeah.
Just you got to make sure you aim for the deep fryer.
Any flame, yeah. Any significant heat source.
Try to destruct it, eh?
I don't think deep fryer is high enough for ignition. But I think if you hit it. Okay, I'm just saying. But I think definitely like a fucking heat lamp, like raw element sitting there.
Hey, that's going to be done too.
I'm going to get on
Get a deep fryer and some silly string. Let's go.
I'm going to get on carlsjr.com and I'm going to print out the rules and highlight all the specifics. And if they try and argue with me tomorrow, I'm gonna point out rules to them.
Oh,
God damn it.
Oh my gosh. No.
Can you
your head?
Of the burger.
I won't say the word fucking though.
Can I get a chunk of it?
Yeah, I'll send a piece to each of you.
I'm gonna shave my head. Put on a hospital gown and go to Carl's Jr.'s and just be like, this was what really happened to Peter Parker.
We got the rules yet. What's the rule?
Radioactive spiders give you radioactive cancer.
What if I use makeup to put a gigantic, horrible looking, like a recluse spider bit my hand and my hand just eating away, the skin's going away.
Yay!
Walk in all sweaty, like make yourself all pale, like,
I'll come stumbling in and fall over. I'm in the middle of a transformation here.
Brad, if I could, I'd send you a wheelchair
and a bunch of cocaine so we can sit up all night and you can get all pale and sweaty like that.
I'll send you a wheelchair, Brad.
I think
somehow.
Okay, before I go to Carl's, I'm going to jog around the block like 8 times and then I'll run in there.
Wow, 8 times.
Then you can eat your burger.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I'm watching a preview of Spider-Man right now, and in every clip, he's wearing a
I've got an idea. Let's get a hold of Stephen Hawking and like dress him up like Spider-Man and see if he can get a burger.
He's a good friend of mine. I got it. Let's do this.
Wait, they sell wheelchairs at my Goodwill. So I wonder if Spider-Man's allowed to be in a wheelchair. Are they going to discriminate against handicapped
there's
Spider-Man?
Right now.
He's got to get hurt, right? You'll be a fucking
wheelchairs can get you a lot of places, first of all. I don't know if I told anybody about my wheelchair trick, right? If you go to a concert and you have cheap nosebleed seats, before you go to that concert, stop by the emergency room and have a black can of spray paint and spray out the ER. They have stencils on the back
of course,
them. Right?
Why wouldn't
to the concert,
I do that?
Put your date in the wheelchair, and they'll get you real close to the stage.
Nice.
Classic.
I've got, down the street, there's someone throwing out an old wheelchair, and I've been meaning to grab it.
I've got 2 Carl's Juniors in my city, so I'm going to try this twice tomorrow.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah, dude. I got one up the block. That's great.
I've got a red shirt. I'm just going to like draw a spider on the front.
Serious. I want to go see Paul McCartney.
No,
hi, thank you for calling Carl's Jr. This is Casey speaking.
Who am I speaking with?
Casey?
Casey, hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good, how are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. Here's the thing. You've heard of the Broadway play of Spider-Man that they've been doing, right, in New York and such?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, great. Here's what we're doing. We're bringing it across the country, and we're trying to get different places. What my job is I'm the Spider-Man in the play, and what I'm trying to do is I'm kind of a method actor, and I want to get the best vibe of Spider-Man that I can. And I know you guys are doing a promotion where, you know, you have the Spider-Man thing going, and I figure if you were anybody, you could identify the best Spider-Man. So what I guess I need from you is I'm going to come in there, and I need you to, like, you know, really give me the Spider-Man, like, the ultimate third degree. Can you do that for me?
Sure.
What do you think, like, if I was going to walk in there and, like, if you were like, hey, that's fucking Spider-Man, what would I look like and how would I act?
You would definitely have a suit on that looks like Spider-Man.
Like a Italian suit? What kind of suit are you talking about?
You know, like Spider-Man suit.
No. What does it look like?
It's red and blue with the little web thing on it.
My problem is I don't have one of those. I have a suit that it was actually my dad's before he died. It's like a cheap kind of fucking shitty Italian suit. And what I was thinking is I'd come in there and, like, I would just take your ketchup packets and make stripes all over me. Make, like, the, you know, like the webs. And so I can play out my part in there, and I can really try to impress you guys with the part that I do with Spider-Man. You know, like, maybe jump around, jump on some tables, kick some hamburgers around, you know, swing around, kick some registers over. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to get too crazy, but I am. You know what I'm saying?
yeah, I don't know how that would go over, but I'm sure you could definitely try.
I mean, are you working tomorrow? Because that's what I'm
going to
do.
No, I'm not working tomorrow at all.
How late do you work?
Huh?
How late do you work?
I'm supposed to be off a half hour ago.
Half an hour? Would you like a little weapon in your life? Like a little Spider-Man?
That's just...
Tonight.
No, probably not. Sorry.
You know what? I feel like you're just being not a good sport with me. I'm a method actor. You know what, Robert De Niro?
Why don't you talk to my manager?
Wait, real quick, what's your last name? That's fine. I can give me a manager. Hello?
Hi, this is Annie. How can I help you?
Mary, how you doing?
Good.
I was trying to get the whole vibe. We're doing a cross country show of the Spider-Man Broadway show. We're aware of your promotion that you're doing with the hamburger going to be Spider-Man. And I figured if anybody can come in and with their Spider-Man costumes and get a free sandwich, that's like the ultimate, you know, level of how you can judge the perfect Spider-Man. So I want to come in and I want to show you how I can be Spider-Man.
Okay.
Now, if I was going to come in there, what would you think would be, like, the ultimate Spider-Man thing that I could do?
I don't know. It just has to be the Spider-Man costume, and it can't have a mask with it.
No. Isn't the mask the ultimate? That's what makes Spider-Man, right? How about this? I got a buddy. I got a pal of mine, right? And he's actually... He's the understudy. He's not the real guy. But during the play, we do a Dr. Octopus thing. And, like, during the play, it's like the big ultimate battle. What we're trying to do is he's the understudy because the original guy's not available. What we want to do is we want to do, like, a fight in your Carl's Jr. If I could do a Spider-Man thing and he comes in with, like, he's got these big, you know, octopus arms. You know what I mean? Just causing trouble. Would that be, like, you know?
Yeah, but we don't have a lot of room in here and we're busy a lot of the time.
Yeah,
so we don't have room for that.
What if we did in the parking lot? We could even have, like, we could have the people come out and they can eat, watch the show. It'd be really great. We could do that, you know, cause some trouble and, like, you know, have people come over to the Carl's Jr. just to watch the show and order more burgers.
You would probably have to talk to the store manager and find out if that's okay with him.
I'll tell you what, can you give me this? What's the store manager's, what's his number? Can you give that to me? Or her number, I don't know.
You would have to call the store in the morning.
We could just go in there and, like, make tables fly. I mean, we can move them out of the way. I have actual working.
Our tables are actually bolted down. You can't move them.
No. I don't know if you've seen the new movie. These web slingers are impressive. Like, we've mapped them off the new movie. They are able to lift concrete and, like, bricks and things off the ground. We can make things fly. It's not a problem.
I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to our general manager, and he will be here tomorrow after 7 a.m.
You don't have a number at all because it's a pretty big deal. We're really trying to get this rolling.
You can just call back at this number.
You're a terrible person, and I hope you die. Goodbye.
The pox on you, cunt.
Ma'am, eat a dick.
That's
a
nice,
pox,
dear.
A pox on your home.
So she's not sure. She's not sure if you're able to rip tables out of the ground or not.
The audience, and they're filled with poisonous gas.
Okay.
She says, I don't know about all that she says.
She was like, no masks, man. That's the one.
I know. That was the worst part.
Hey, Brett,
masks. Whoa. You can come here and jump around and take shit off the table.
Have you been keeping track of...
Yeah, bring mouth and cat.
Trash my
who
fucking Carl's
mask,
gear, but no goddamn mask.
Doesn't.
That's what I heard.
No, I haven't been keeping track. But I did go to carlsjr.com, and Stan Lee is giving advice. So, like, I have to roll my mouse over each part to find out what Stan Lee says. So the first part says, no masks. First 50 guests per location. So here goes.
Definitely getting a burger. But hey, no masks.
You better get up early.
Okay, I get an idea. Wow. Let's call a Tom's let's call a junior and say
Jesus Christ. That was actually Stan Lee. The second one says valiant effort. Here we go.
I don't even know what that is. Nice try, but I think you're better in another contest.
Oh, it's showing a picture of...
Somebody needs to make like a soundboard of Stan Lee saying shit to do Carl's Jr.
No, it's video. He's talking. It's an old man, and it's Stan Lee, and he's actually looking at a costume that's really shitty. It's just a guy with a red shirt and a blue cape pretending to be Spider-Man.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
For your information, it's not me. But... I don't recall making any Spider-Man.
What?
Hello?
I'm so confused.
I really wanted things to go better in that call, but I had awful, awful manager.
No,
oh, it was great.
You were really funny. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That was great. That was
awesome. I don't know about the costume, but that's some set of wheels.
That's
what the hell?
That's him talking. In about a girl with boobs in a Spider-Man costume.
I
picture Stan Lee.
Whatever costume you make.
Yeah, I picture Stan Lee like hanging around a bunch of high school girls going, yeah, what's going on? They just all creepy and shit. That's crazy.
Well, if you go to carlsjr.com, it has all the rules on there. I'm gonna roll over the one that says speechless.
That's just obscene.
Oh, because she has just Spider-Man underoos on.
Oh,
and she has web slingers.
Brad, you should just keep that file for when he says obscene, and just use that. That's a decent fucking.
That's just obscene.
I'll just
hold on to that.
I'll bookmark this page.
That's just obscene.
How do you use the telephone?
It comes up really fast.
I need to lift that audio.
That's
off
a great
telephone,
costume. Yeah. Too bad it's not Spider-Man.
Oh, you just.
He's so awesome.
This guy's in a
red. Stanley's a dick.
Stanley's awesome.
Yep.
Have any of you guys seen the new movie? It's pretty fucking good, man. I was impressed. I hated the other movie.
I watched the majority of it. Some piratey shit. And
I like the first
stuff,
man. I like the other movies. I like the.
They weren't awful, but like I don't know. I didn't believe Tobey Maguire is high school Spider-Man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this new guy, way cool. I took my grandma to her first 3D movie.
That lizard looks so
today.
Terrible, though.
you know what he looked like? He looked like, remember the Mario Brothers movie? He looked like fucking
one of the Goombas.
The Goombas,
with the fat head.
No, I took my grandma to her first fucking.
Well, that
3D
was
movie
nice. That was nice.
But it was a great movie, man. It was awesome movie. I liked it. I liked
it's
it.
It's nice.
I changed it.
Fun.
Awesome. Oh, man.
Fuck
you, man.
Nah, it just didn't jump on me at all.
I want to see the new one.
I'd throw Andrew Garfield a bang. I would.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Who's
just
that?
Hey, Chelsea.
It's Peter Parker.
Say hello.
Anyway.
Chelsea.
Let's do something else. Enough about Spider-Man, and let's get into more Spider-Man.
But it's almost time for the show to be over. Like, I never go past midnight. This is
after
crazy.
After show.
Double the after.
I think all the Carl's are going to be closed at this point.
It's going to be like the bacon on the whatever burger they're giving away.
Yeah, Doc Stranger said...
Whoa, what the hell was that? I think their fax machine is dialing out. And now it's busy. I think I'm right. I think the fax machine was trying to dial something.
Something happened. Something happened earlier this evening.
There was an 800 number, though.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It was toll-free. It dialed 1-800.
Oh, we hear a little thing.
Well, it only did that much, and I hung up on it. Oh, that would have been cool. I should have...
I know, you should have caught the number. Yeah, it's something.
Oh, well.
I'm sure the program or you just sounds? You hung up on them.
I hung up on it.
You hang up in S, motherfucker.
No, you don't have a program. You got to be Brad Carter and do it.
I know.
No,
got to sit for hours.
Or Legend, program. By the way. Legend said it first. God damn it.
Oh. I'm new here.
I'd like to give Legends love as well.
My ears are like a $50,000 piece of equipment.
It's yeah. expensive.
I know. It's so weird to think I've come inside of that expensive of equipment.
Wait, what?
Well, it's the one time I got done in Florida. It's kind of weird. But yeah, to think that my semen hit a fucking...
I'm not questioning your love for anybody. $25,000
worth of equipment because it only went in one ear. But yeah. That shit was crazy.
I never questioned your devotion.
Crazy for shooting so far.
Web slam.
You're impressive. Spider-Man.
He's got radioactive blood. Hey. Here comes the Spider-Man.
I love when he swings in the opening sequence and he's not attached to anything. It's like attached
to the Ramones, dude.
Like,
oh, hell yeah, they did it, didn't they? Fuck.
Yes, they did it.
Dark Stranger, drink the rest of this shitty rum I have. I don't want it.
I'll drink the shitty rum. I'll
it's terrible.
A lot of...
Ugh.
Dark Stranger will drink it.
I'll drink anything. I don't like Mikey.
She prefers it in enema form, though.
Why do you put everything up someone's ass?
What a coincidence. I just have... No, what? I don't have...
Just mix it with something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I got? Your butt tissue.
I have energy drink right here. Like, give me a second.
Oh, my God. You'll be crazy. You'll go...
No, you're crazy.
But if we're going to stop doing calls, you'll be all like, yeah, no one will be around.
Oh, I
was at my grandma's house one day, and like I had to take a shower. She had this thing. I thought it was just clean out your ear. But apparently, it was a douche.
It's me and Hillary that are laughing. It's bad news. That's bad news.
No, it's a good sign.
The guy that's like, "What shit porn? Yeah, oh man, don't agree with him." Do you remember the other day we had a conversation about shit porn? That was terrible.
Yeah, I know. So we need to do a bunch of stimulant drugs together sometime so I can catch up with your fucking motor mouth.
That's brr, stick 'em, right? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Stick 'em, stick 'em.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's going on with that show. We should do an after one, if not for...
I don't know.
I think we lost Herbie, did we?
He walked away, but you never know what
he's still up. He went to go take a nap, but he left his shit on my
head.
Oh, what a meanie.
Lols.
Look, the sun's coming up.
Don't you regret some vampire death time? What?
It's like we're trapped until he releases us.
I know.
I'm gonna open the curtains. Let's see if this mic will reach that far.
Oh. Legend, curtains. I was gonna tell you. I used to be a courier. The only difference between our job and yours was that our cargo didn't talk back to us.
Far out. sun is rising at 3:45 in the morning.
They also didn't tip us.
Hey, Patch, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
Kitty.
I want to do some calls with you one time. Yeah, do some calls.
He's got
radioactive.
Hi. There goes the Spider-Man.
Okay. Crazy shit's happening now, suddenly.
I can't understand.
I want to do some calls with you one day, someday. We should do these.
Okay.
You seem like you'd be a good time.
Yeah, you see.
Unlike all these other motherfuckers.
Spider-Man with Web of Steel to beat his enemy's ass. Spider-Man.
Spider-Pig. Spider-Man.
Dude, that was... No, his was better. It was Starblazer Spider-Man.
Whatever.
No, Starblazer's one was better.
Oh, now I remember what those things are. That explains it. I was wondering what those big lights were.
They're genital warts.
So is it okay if I ruin the party by ending this? And
oh, God, he came back.
Play Mr. Darcy.
That fucking Cactus Street sign, like, holy shit, does that reflect it?
What's that?
It, like, reflects so awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see it. I turned off the light.
Yeah, that was really... And he didn't even call in anywhere, man.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Or do you talk to him?
Here, I'll shine the laser on it.
Lasers.
Almost.
I can't do it. There it is.
Use a video. Ah! Yeah, it definitely looks like a CD laser.
It doesn't work. Cool.
Sir, this is a fraudulent call.
Brad. You should play Mr. Darcy as our ending song.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can't play it for 6 hours.
Oh, what?
Can't play it.
I'm playing Mr. Darcy, and that means I have to hurry up and get off, because, you know, like, you know, I want you guys to be able to hear it. Thanks for being
background music.
Being on, everyone. It's been fun.
Thanks for the invitation. It was a good time.
Everyone tomorrow needs to do this thing, the Spider-Man thing. You need to dress up like a horrible, shitty Spider-Man.
I don't have any.
Carl's Jr., you turkey.
Carl's, yeah.
Hardy's. I'm sure Hardy's has to do it, right? They're the same.
Probably. I command everyone to go to carlsjr.com.
Will you mail me a burger?
Yeah, we'll definitely go to the site. And do some calls tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Dollar Tree tomorrow and buy a whole bunch of those spider rings and glue them all over my body.
I think everyone should capture a bunch of live spiders and let them go inside your local Carl's Jr.
That's what I'm going to do.
And then go, Spider-Man! Run away.
I can do that.
Goliath spider and just throw it at the guy's face and it just bites into him and you're like, Spider-Man, where's my free sandwich?
Brad, do you still have those?
What was that?
Your bouncy balls.
Yeah, I still have those. What would I do with those?
Hey, wait, are you talking about the cancer? It was malignant. It wasn't cancerous. The mass that he found wasn't... It was a bouncy ball. But
I'm so confused.
It was just...
Crystal sent him a bag of bouncy balls.
I thought we were talking about the metal.
Or your web and just let them randomly go on Carl Jr.
Oh, I need to say on the air, before we go off the air, hi, Jason... He commands me. It's on Skype. He's Jason, are you there?
Oh, Jason, you're crazy.
I hate you, Jason. Fuck off.
You're crazy.
Yeah. The motherfucker's just sitting there quiet. Fuck him.
Jerk.
Ah. Oh, he just booped.
All right.
That's
annoying.
Good
night, Hagathorn.
Chelsea's just sitting there quiet. Don't stupid
hi. Chelsea.
Say hi.
Whatever, oof. Chelsea. All right, good night, everyone. Chelsea. Thanks.
Bye.
It's been fun.
Goodbye.
Jessica, I didn't think you were a real person.
Goodbye.
larger. One source gave me all my ideas and theories. Jane Austen's masterpiece work, Pride and Prejudice, or actually the 1995 BBC miniseries. Oh, that Mr. Darcy, so gruff and so distant, with a sensitive spirit just waiting to shine. There's a reason for the cliche that women love jerks. It just seems like such a good idea at the time. Oh, 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 Mr. Darcy, oh, 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 Colin Firth. You're tall, dark, and handsome. You're charming and wonderful. No other men are worth half what you're worth. When I was 19, I traveled to Europe to study and learn and go clubbing and drink. There was a cute boy in my history lessons who hailed from near London and mostly ignored me. So of course I fell for him and his charming voice. His detachment and rudeness got me in a snap. He finally noticed me at the end of semester, took me on one date and treated me like crap. Oh, 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 Mr. Darcy, oh, 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 Colin Firth, you wily old bastard, you wonderful specimen, you've messed up the hearts of young girls round the earth. If you meet a gentleman hailing from England, don't be so impressed. Hold on to your heart. Just because someone has a British accent does not mean they're witty or decent or smart. If a boy treats you with tasteful indifference, if he is handsome but bristly and cold, don't be intrigued just because he's ignoring you. Not every asshole has a heart of gold. Oh, 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 Mr. Darcy, oh, 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 Colin Firth, you wily old bastard, you wonderful specimen, you've messed up the hearts of young girls round the earth. Oh, 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 Mr. Darcy, oh, 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 Colin Firth, you're tall, dark, and handsome, you're charming and wonderful, no other men are worth half what you're.
Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man.